Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out your credit card has been canceled after you just had a big fancy meal. That would certainly stink.
That would suck.
If you would like to join the conversation, the best way to do that is to go to the Davin's Den website on davincomedy.com. So I guess go to davincomedy.com, go to Davin's Den page, and then go to the chat room. Try to monitor that. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Pip Helix is next to me.
Hello.
Kong is en route. He's fighting off some airplanes.
He probably is.
Joe Curry will be here soon. Pip's sounding all sexy tonight.
Oh, no.
Voice is shot.
I'm a pony.
Sucking mini cock over the weekend. Ready to go. Got to get those sponsors anyhow. I understand.
Anywhere you could do it.
I can't be the only one sucking cock on this team.
No, you know what? I was in an airplane last night, and I apparently lost my voice from there.
Yeah, those pilots are a frisky bunch.
They are.
We got some good show news to announce.
Yes.
Tonight, right now,
yes.
Maiden Voyage, CyanetRadio.com. Very exciting, yes.
Yes, very excited.
So they are going to be carrying our whole show live from, they're actually a Minnesota-based radio station, so from 5:30 their time, 6:30 our time, till 9:30 or shortly thereafter, as we've been known to go a skosh long.
Just a little bit.
So hello, listeners on Cyanet Radio. Thank you for hanging with us tonight. We will certainly try our best to entertain you.
Hi, Minnesota. Is Minnesota the one that's shaped like a mitten?
No, it's Michigan.
Oh, okay. I'm ignorant about geography. Sorry.
Clearly. We also have a new time where our replay is on more like radio. We are now on Fridays at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m.
Great. So you can listen while you're at work?
Or leaving work. You can listen to a bunch of assholes while you're stuck in traffic surrounded by a bunch of assholes if you can listen on your mobile device. Hello! Evan Weiss just chimed in. That's the sound of Evan Weiss joining Levy Land.
I thought it was the excitement of mobile devices.
No, that Evan Weiss says hello. Hello, Evan.
Hi, yes. Evan.
We can't chat. Well, last week on Levy Land, we found out something very exciting from Holly.
Yes, we did.
We found out that Michelle Obama steals fat kids in Ohio.
Yes, she does.
So that was riveting information.
Yeah, we weren't sure why, and neither did Holly seem to know why, but she was sure it was happening.
She was an interesting lass.
Yes, she was.
She thought I was kind of cool.
She was kind of non sequitur girl. Batman!
Yeah, but she liked me, and I think that's the focus.
That's all you care
about. Because if you've paid attention to the chats and the feedback, people like me, they don't like Kong so much. He pisses people off. We've seen that at times, because he says stupid things.
Well, I mean, we've seen that in person.
Exactly. not that they don't like him personally, because they don't know Kong.
No.
To know Kong is to fear Kong.
No, to know Kong is to love Kong. He's kind of like a grizzly bear, but then if he rolls over, you rub his belly, he's all good.
Evan asked an excellent question. Did Joe kill himself over the election? No, we tried to get him to do it, but the son of a bitch didn't have enough gas to park it in the garage to finish the job. If only Joe would have gone, if only they would have rationed gas in Long Island sooner between odd days, Joe wouldn't be here anymore. But no, Joe, thankfully, still alive and stuck in traffic somewhere. Or he forgot that's tonight's Tuesday. I don't know.
No, he's just playing a Republican joke on us. He has us talking to an empty chair.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
I see what you did there. You know, the chair's got as much chance of winning an election as Romney, but I digress.
Do you know that somebody put a chair on the side of the road, someplace that I work, and there was a Romney sign next to it?
That's funny.
I know.
Romney went out on Big Trash Day. What a shame. Boo hoo hoo. Yeah, this is the two thirds here right now are the lefter side of the show.
Yes.
Joe is the right side, or as we like to call him, the uninformed side. But whatever. We do.
Well, I'm kind of ambidextrous, but I'm mostly.
Me too, but when you're dealing with Joe, you just got to run to the left because you don't want to be on that team.
Run screaming as much as you possibly can.
Evan thinks it was a sad day in America.
Oh.
That Romney lost or that Joe didn't kill himself. I don't know, but Joe will be here soon. I'm sure he's on his way.
Yes.
Joe is probably driving, as he likes to say, like Vin Diesel.
Yes, I know. I don't understand that. Is there a movie that Vin Diesel drives like a maniac
in? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So my podiatrist, his secretary, like the receptionist, is crazy about Vin Diesel. She has pictures of him up on her wall in her little cubicle. And at first I thought it was ironic. No, sadly not. She loves him.
I'm just watching Evan just get stupid in the chat room.
Oh, is he having a little party by
himself? He goes, "We voted for stupidity and laziness again. Rest in peace, USA." This coming from a guy that can't hold a fucking job and lives in his parents' basement. Talk about laziness. Really stupid. If the Republicans, I'm not doing this whole thing today, but if the Republicans are right that the Democrats are going to give free stuff, you should get online, motherfucker. My parents live in Florida. All right, you're living in somebody else's parents' basement. That makes sense, though. His name is Evan Weiss. His parents are Jewish. They're older. They should go to Florida. Makes sense. We'll get there, Evan. We're going to get there. He just called me a fuckface.
Oh, you know what? I don't think that that's true. Maybe a blowface, but fuck that.
Oh, I'll fuck a face. It's Kong. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Joe will be setting up shop shortly. We'll continue on with the show.
Yes, we will. And the cheese is good, though, from the government, I mean.
I thought you were talking about my fuck face.
No. The cheese on your fuck face? No.
Not right.
There is. That would be really
If anyone
nice.
Was in the other chat room, the girl is stripping naked, but it's private. Go here to watch. Really? Really? Somebody else comes on here to put a stream of a naked girl. Really? Right. What an asshole. This just in. Naked tits on the internet. You can't find that anyplace.
Oh, no. I've never seen that happen.
Is this thing on?
I don't know, Joe. Did you turn it on?
I don't know. I just happened to be there.
No, that one's not on.
No, that one's not on.
No, Joe. We're waiting for you. Anyway. But what a stupid thing to post. Hey, guys, you want to see free tits? You can't find that anywhere on the internet on demand.
Oh, no.
What an asshole.
And it's really a douche move to go into somebody else's chat room and try to divert the traffic away.
It really is.
A douche move.
He left. Go fuck yourself, Kurt Kimco.
Yeah.
Whatever, really. Well, what is that? Like one of the little liaisons of the whore on the other room?
Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Quick, not enough people are paying attention to my odd and oddly shaped boobs. Quick, get somebody. I have to do it for free because if I had real tits, I'd be charging.
If I had real tits.
These tits
what are these? Grapefruits?
Joe, yeah, here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No reason to apologize. I'm here to help you. Evan Weiss wants you to run for president. Don't respond. Just let that sink in.
Finally, something he says I agree with.
Change we can believe in and then mock.
I'll make a damn good president.
Okay, Joe. We're not good. Joe, nobody wants you as president.
Evan does.
Look at your constituency. Are you pleased? You don't even like your constituency. You must be Republican.
Point taken.
Joe's Evan's the 47% you disdain.
I like Evan Evans.
All right, you look at you trying to win votes. Wait 4 years, stupid. You got it's a week old and Joe's trying to run now. You don't. What are you going to call Shelley Adelson? Hope he throws $100 million at you. I believe in that Joe Curry. Plumbing and driving like Vin Diesel with a touch of comedy and music. Joe Curry for president.
But then if you lost, you know you're going to have it. I have to eat crow breakfast.
Here's what I would like about a Joe Curry campaign.
Uh-huh.
He could have various bands open for him, and he could be them all before he comes out. He could play himself on. That's just saving taxpayer money right there.
Thank you. Very good point.
That's being cost efficient.
Yeah, you know, and Joe's not going to bitch about the cross-dressing vote because we've already seen him in a dress.
Exactly.
Yes. All right.
And besides, it's very green. He's recycling.
Recycling?
Yeah, the recyclable keyboard. Use them over and over again.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, no, Joe explodes them, but that's a different story.
He's rolling his eyes like, yeah, well.
So I did a gig this weekend in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania.
I just think that's bizarre.
That they would name it after a place like the Jersey Shore? Wouldn't you?
No. If you're in Pennsylvania.
You should play Newark, Delaware.
You bawled me out one time as we were driving. I go, Jersey Shore? Is that take you down to the Jersey Shore? We're in the middle of Pennsylvania, stupid. Where's it going to go? Like, just ask.
Like, okay.
Sounds like something I would have said.
Point to the
Sounds
ocean.
Like something you would have asked. After 12 hours in the car, just this stupid reading sign. Hey, by the way.
That's great. Sounds like something you would have asked. And that's Davin's trip and driving an eye when
you're Yeah, 12 hours I'm doing the driving. Joe reading all the signs reads that one. Let me ask a question now.
You know what the funny thing is? He'll go to me, will you stop reading the fucking sign?
You read every damn sign.
But you want to know something? It is aggravating. I do apologize for that.
That's like
out of all the things that you aggravate me with, that's the one you apologize
because
for?
Because I do realize it's aggravating.
It certainly is.
It's just fucking fun.
Reading the mile markers.
That's like a child.
Ooh, mile marker 186. Thank you, Copernicus.
I was ready to say I don't read. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Take all the annoying things that Joe does here, but he has something to say here. Now just add that into a small confined vehicle, 13 hours in a row, but nothing to say.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I love traveling with Joe. It makes me feel better about my married life.
We are a married couple.
I know.
No, I'm just happy I'm not married to you.
Yeah, no, you guys are a very old married couple.
Joe Curry, Republican, reads signs. All right, Evan, you peaked. Evan, much like your comedy, you've jumped the shark in the chat room. Joe, stop talking to the cat.
No, he was talking to me.
So anyway, I'm playing Jersey Shore, PA. No Snooki, still sanding, so it's not the real Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Playing a Moose Lodge, because I play all the big joints.
Of course.
Very disappointing Moose Lodge. No food. You know, when you drive that far, you expect a beefsteak. No beefsteak.
Hello? Nothing?
All right.
Nothing?
No, but that's fine.
No, okay.
What are you saying? You're mumbling off mic.
I know. I'm sorry. I've got... Yeah, wait till my turn.
You just...
Oh, Joe's got to get...
Oh, I'm not busting your balls.
I didn't know I was supposed to translate.
I didn't know what that meant either.
I beg your pardon.
I thought I was having a petite mal seizure.
Your pardon,
no, Evan, there was nothing at all, not even pretzels and soda. Although I did have a bottled water. Evan knows how these things work.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're doing the gig. Good gig. I brought a comic who I'd never brought with me before. It did a very nice job. I was happy with Doug Adler. Did a very good job.
Good.
So I was happy with that.
Any relation? Oh, no, that's...
Doug Adler. I mean, besides all being Jews, yeah, we're all related.
No, not related to you. I was thinking about Pat, but that's wrong last name.
What? Why?
Never mind.
At least I don't know.
Can't you read a street sign or something?
All right. Stop.
Seriously. Now listen to it. So anyway, so I do the show. Very good show. I was goofing on the room and everything. Because they have, like, all these no smoking signs up, like, against the wall. Right. But everybody's, like, fucking smoking like a chimney in there. So I go, I guess you mean no smoking against the wall.
Right.
Anywhere in the middle. I'm like, you know, you people just... I haven't done a show in a long time where people are smoking inside. I have not done a show behind that haze. I used to do them all the time.
But, you know, it's funny. You're so used to non-smoking rooms that when you're doing a show where they're smoking, it's like they're cutting heroin.
Yeah.
You know, it's very weird.
So shocked.
And everybody's fucking smoking, their hand in an ashtrays, but that's not the thing. So there's this girl named Pam. Her name was Pam, I want to say. It was her birthday and everything. She was a nice girl, but this is how she laughed. Hee hee! Hee hee! It sounded like the horn of a Toyota.
A Toyota horn.
I mean, she was cool, but she wouldn't shut the fuck up. They never do at these places and everything. So we're talking at the end, you know, at the end of the show. The show's over. Pouring my merch. She buys something, so she's okay in my book. And she points to me and goes, Jew!
It wouldn't be a freak call around, would there?
And I pointed to her and said, anti-Semite. But I mean, this is just the weird shit you encounter.
But that wasn't like, she didn't have a follow-up?
No. Like Jew was my name.
Well, you aren't. When you get to those parts of the country, you are an
Pennsylvania. It's 3 hours out.
It's very different. Let me tell you, it's like the Mason-Dixon line at the end
of 78. Or the Mason-Dixon line, whichever one.
Yeah.
Mason-Dixon line. It's a little different, but it's made out of paper plates and cups. No, but here's the thing. Here's the most ironic thing. So she calls me Jew, and she meant it. Not like Jew, get on the train.
At least I called you Mr. Jewish.
Not Jew, give me your gold fillings. You know, not.
That Jew, you're going to make a nice lamp.
No, not yet.
No, none of that.
No, not that type of. Not that. Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't Nazi Jew.
Not. That's. No.
I don't think.
Nazi Jew, contradicting himself every time.
I certainly am.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
You should see me goose step and keep a yarmulke on.
Yeah.
Very talented.
I certainly am.
Do you stop the train, start the train, stop the train?
I have a joke similar to that, yeah. But anyway. So here's the most ironic thing about this.
Don't you think?
Shut up, Alanis. Her son is named Zion.
Get the fuck.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
You have a kid named Zion and you go, hey there, Jew.
Yeah. I'm like, well, just don't send him to the Middle East and he'll be fine. They don't like them there. Joe, is your mic on? Just double check it.
Yes, it's on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay, good. Joe does better when we can hear him.
Yes.
So does she happen to think that the Beatles song is Hey Jew?
I did.
Who wouldn't?
Did you really?
When I was a kid, I was in camp.
Yeah.
And we were singing Hey Jude. And I thought it was Hey Jew, and I'm singing, and I'm
you're
like,
a douchebag.
Well,
you did for real.
I thought I didn't know the song. I didn't really, but I thought it was a very racist song. I go, this can't be a nice song to sing. I really did.
I thought she had a chicken to ride, so I'm not very far.
Now Evan is just putting a whole bunch of anti-Semitic things on the chat.
What's he taught? What, Evan? So you're a Jew.
Yeah, but even we don't want him.
He's a super self-loather.
Even the Jews go a little too whiny.
Not too much.
The Jews go, not enough energy. When the Jews are going, not so much, you know. Because after Germany, we kind of need as many as we can get, but.
Well, but you want good representation.
Good well, clearly I'm not that. You want I'm representation, apparently.
You want somebody that people can walk up to you and you go, you're a fine specimen of your species or your race.
Like what, are you looking at me?
People. Like they do to black people.
I didn't encourage her.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Can't you take her to the top of the building and drop her?
No, don't tell me.
So I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to share that little thing. It wasn't a very eventful week. I bought some fish, had a parent-teacher meeting with the kid and everything.
You bought some fish?
Like aquarium, not gefilte.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's the way you said it.
No,
fish.
I mean, it wasn't.
I thought, oh my God,
nice.
we're going to end up eating
No,
it wasn't.
Now, sometimes I have exciting weeks, but I know those amongst us have had more exciting weeks, so I don't want to ramble on. I just thought I would share that with it. So, Joe, welcome to the land of gasoline and unleaded. How are you?
Oh my God! Let me tell you something. It was been bad on Long Island. It has been horrendous. Last week, I wasn't here. It was nice.
Well, Joe, I'm glad you said something about that.
Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, it was nice.
I guess we all agree.
We got motherfucked, man. Yeah. It was really bad on the island.
Yeah,
and you couldn't get gas for like, you know, days. I would wake up like the road warrior every morning and try to find gas.
Right.
And it was just awful. And when we were supposed to do the show last week, he's like, well, we have gas up here. I go, I can't get there. Yeah. I don't have gas.
I actually had
to
gas
get
for
there.
You.
I know. But unfortunately, the gas was 2 hours away from me and I needed the gas.
Push, stupid.
I needed the gas that was 5 minutes from me, not 2 hours.
I just would have called
me.
Out of work and done the show.
Yeah.
I would have done.
But, and it's fun, you know, and it was just, I didn't lose any power.
Oh.
I didn't feel bad because when we had Irene last year, I lost 3 trees, cost me $3,000 to get them out of there.
And that's just his ex-wife.
And it took me, what was that with power?
Hello, barrel?
Yeah. You're enjoying your time in there?
I knew that was going to stink. There's the difference between me and you. I know going in it's going to stink. That's why I go, that was no illusion. I'm sorry, Joe. Go on.
Okay. So, last year I was out of power for 8 days, but then I woke up the day after the storm and I walked around. My neighborhood looked like a bomb.
But here's the interesting thing about this. The day after the storm, Joe got here.
Cause there was gas. There was gas.
No, I know. It's just the day after disaster, Joe's here.
Yeah, no, there still was gas.
But it was close because they didn't open the bridges till later in the afternoon. So
they knew you had some place to be.
Well, I know, but basically you were going, when are you going to know when you can go? I'm listening to the radio to find out that the bridges are open. And finally, you know, around 2:30, the bridges were open and I was able to
release the curry.
Release the curry.
That motorcade that you had in front of you was really impressive.
More than Mitt Romney's at the end of Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But
take away the motorcade, you got nothing. He's hitching a ride at the side of the road.
It's like cricket. Where'd everybody go? Yeah.
His dog's like, you want to ride on the roof?
On the roof.
But you got gas. You're the road warrior.
I found gas. Now, when I went to, I was working at here's my story. I was working.
I really was concerned that Joe wasn't going to be able to get to Pennsylvania for his gig the way he was talking about the gas.
Yeah.
I plugged the show last week, I'm like, can somebody give Joe a ride?
Well, here's what I did. About a day later, I found a gas station, at about, 6 a.m. I filled up.
Right.
And then I had another can of gas I had at the house for 5 gallons, and I just kept on topping the tank off.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, on Friday night, I was actually hanging out at Governor's watching Jay Moore, and there was a tank.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Evan just said something hilarious and wrong at the same time.
Really?
Tell.
This is really funny.
Okay.
Yeah, the last time Jews were waiting on long gas lines, that wasn't a good thing. You gotta give him that.
Yeah.
He knocked that one out of the park. I mean, that is completely offensive, yet very funny.
That was really
good. See, Evan, this is why I still have hope for you.
Yeah.
that was very good, Evan.
Not a good
So, I kept on topping my tank off, and I wound up topping the
tank. They said that was actually part of the problem. My wife was doing the same thing.
But the problem is that they keep on telling, you know, you had Cuomo out there and everybody saying, there's nothing to worry about, we'll have the gas will be back, and they're saying...
Well, they didn't mean you.
And, you know, we'll have the gas back in check in 3 days. Well, it's 4 days now, and they still haven't figured it out. So I'm hoarding.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, have you spoken to Pip? She knows how to hoard.
Yeah.
You could have compared notes.
Yes.
There's cats and gasoline tanks in Joe's house.
Are
they in the bed with the rump roast?
But I leave Long Island to go to do the gig on Saturday, and I filled up a gas can filled up with 5 gallons in the back of the truck.
Right.
And I'm sniffing that all the way.
Wait, you took gas with you to Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
You knew that there was no problem in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, but what I was going to do is that gas I was going to dump into the tank.
You were going to take. You were going to import.
Yeah, and then and bring. You know, fill up the.
He's bringing back some of that good Pennsylvania
stuff. Yeah, I also bought another five. Stuff. Yeah, I also bought another 5-gallon can while I was in Pennsylvania, and I filled up. You know, I filled up and I brought back. Filled up the truck and then brought back.
Joe was like a 16-year-old who goes to Canal Street to buy a fake Rolex.
No, he's like my brother used to go to Canal Street to buy fireworks. I used to put him in a suitcase. Yeah.
So I'm going to Pennsylvania. But I get to my gig.
Top right? This with something shitty.
But you're talking about.
No, I wouldn't be in the barrel log. Yeah.
So at your gig, you said there was no food. They didn't have food.
No, I didn't know. No.
My gig had food. So I get there and I'm.
That sounds good.
But I'm running late.
You're headlining?
Yeah,
good.
So I got there and I had to set the lights up and I got there maybe about.
You're also schlepping.
I'm also schlepping. Yeah. Why you? So anyway,
he's a roadie and a headliner.
A roadie and a headliner. So I go there and he still had food out and I just get the lights hooked up and stuff like that. And I was working with Rob Apple. So I asked
Name
Rob.
Dropper.
Yeah. So I told Rob, I go, they still have the food out? He goes, yeah. I go, all right, let me just put the lights up. I'm going to put my truck in the parking lot. I'll come back. And they take the food away. And I go, hi.
No, Kong no eat.
Kong no eat. So I go, yeah, one of the comics, can I get, can I just grab a quick plate? Oh, well, I don't, we just put the food in the, I could see the fucking roast beef sitting in there. Yeah. Oh, you want a salad? No, I don't want a fucking salad. I'm not a rabbit. No, I want so.
Well, they're used to what you usually eat on the road.
Yeah.
Apparently Michigan called.
Yeah.
No, Joe doesn't want none of that meat.
The Titanic special.
Yeah. So, so I couldn't.
That's so cute to watch. She's got her training wheels on.
Yeah. I was trying to help you get out of the barrel.
Thank you.
Thankful.
Real.
No.
Trust me. I don't have to wait too long.
No, yes. I know you don't.
All right. So Kong hungry.
Yeah, Kong hungry. So.
No bananas for Kong.
Goes, well, I could see where I could. Never mind. Fuck it. Yeah, so I.
Why is it such an issue for them?
It's not an issue because they're assholes. They're rubes in the middle of fucking Pennsylvania morons.
And you're the one who's there to dance for them.
Yes. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. So,
What?
I'm sorry. It just occurred to me.
Really?
How sad this is.
Really? Welcome to our career.
No, but it's like you're supposed to entertain people who are like, oh, that's going to be a problem. It's like, you know what? This is going to be the worst night of my life.
Oh, believe me, though. I didn't. Believe me, they found out. Because I get up there.
Joe did his act. He showed them.
Yeah. So you're very well, tell you the truth. But
they must be idiots from the middle of the country.
After every joke, he says, take that.
I'm hungry. Next joke. Yeah. Feed me,
but
asshole. It's our moon. It's American cheese. Speaking of, I'm really hungry and I could use some right now.
So I wound up finding a bowl of pretzels and some chips.
Are you rummaging like a raccoon?
Yes, I'm rummaging like a fucking raccoon. I'm starved. Jesus Christ, I just drove from the island. I'm hungry. There's supposed to be food. It's right there.
Feed Kong.
Kong hungry. So I go to do to get it. So I put some pretzels in my pocket so I'd have some on stage. So I go.
Stage.
I started eating the fucking pretzels on stage.
Oh, now he's me. I've done that. I told you what I did in Reading, PA once, right?
Mo.
It's like six people, late show. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I take a bowl of popcorn. I'm eating on stage, eating my bowl of popcorn. There's a woman with big boobs and a low-cut dress. I took a shot. I scored. It's one of my crowning achievements on stage.
Did she laugh?
Yeah, everybody did. What are you going to do when there's popcorn on your tits? Yeah. You can't get mad. You got to respect the skills because I shot from downtown. It wasn't like she was right in front of me. I stepped back, fadeaway jumper. There it goes, right in the tits.
Yay!
I love that.
Take that, Petraeus.
I call those snacks for later.
Exactly. Popcorn and tit sweat.
Yeah. So
my favorite.
So I get up on stage and I'm like, yeah, I go, you know, we're from Long Island. We have a little word from all of us on Long Island. I'm like, help! And I go, I just missed the food and they just put the food away. I go, but don't worry, I've been cooking ramen noodles over a fucking barbecue grill for 8 days. Don't mind me. I saw the... And then I started eating pretzel.
Were they cracking up?
Yeah. I go, I'm sorry. I'm...
Yeah, they're like, he's going to starve. Look at him. I bet his blood sugar's running low. He's going to go into convulsions.
Hey, let me tell you something. I've had a problem with blood sugar the past couple of weeks, man.
Have you really?
Yeah, I was at the gym a couple of weeks ago because, you know, what is, you know, body like this just doesn't happen. And I'm at
it evolves.
Gym. Yeah. I'm at a gym. It's a Friday night. I'm not working out. And I go to the gym. I get on the incline machine. And I'm on the incline machine for about 30 minutes.
It's pretty good.
And I start to feel lightheaded. I'm like, holy smokes.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, all right, let me get out of here. I go home. I got home and I started making dinner. I started trying to get my shit together. I felt drunk.
Yeah.
I felt really drunk and I just ate my dinner and I went to bed and I slept the whole night and it scared the shit out of me.
Here's the dynamic thing about, and we've talked about it, Joe and his wife's relationship. They don't cook for each other. There's really very little. If they're cooking, she's throwing in like fish sticks in the microwave and Joe's telling her she's doing it wrong. It's really a very odd.
It's a very odd relationship.
I mean, Friday night, if I'm not working, I'm not fucking stepping the incline machine. I'm working on my form, which is getting fatter. You know, one of us is cooking or we're going out. We're having it together as a family. Not Joe and his wife.
No.
Yeah, but see, you actually have a family because there's three of you. So there's more of an incentive to eat together.
No, here's the difference. What? When I was by myself,
yeah.
I could not cook.
Right.
When Elisa became my girlfriend, I learned to cook.
Okay.
And I got better at cooking. Here's the difference between married Davin and Elisa and married Davin and Elisa with child.
Right.
Married Davin and Elisa would eat our food in front of the TV.
Right.
You know, put it on the coffee table, sit in the living room, chow down, and watch some TV.
Right.
Kid, now with the kid, you can't do that. You got to set an example. So now I got a fake interest in their conversation and their day.
Well, this is,
and I'm sure they do the same with me.
Well, this is the difference between married Pip and husband, and married Pip and husband with cats. Married Pip and husband will sit down and eat dinner together in front of the TV. Married Pip and husband with cats will sit down in front of the TV and defend our food with our lives.
Oh, if you don't train the cats, it's a struggle.
Train? I'm sorry. Did you say train the cats?
Yeah, my cats don't beg.
You have?
Well, they don't beg me. They beg the wife.
They don't
beg. They don't beg.
They don't. My cats are very well behaved.
Trained cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
They come when they're called.
That's one of those oxymorons, wow. Isn't it?
They come when they're called. If I give them a look and they're on the table, they know it's time to get fucking skedaddle.
Wow.
I'm not just a dick to you guys. I run a tight ship. That's the German in me.
You got German in you?
Yeah, you knew that.
I did not know that.
Don't you listen to the act.
I thought it was just some bullshit thing you put together.
No, that's the other 49 minutes. No, I pretty much, I'm half German and, you know, well, I'm a lot of Eastern European, a lot of German. My grandparents on my father's side came from Germany, the old country.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On your mother's side or your father's side?
On my father's side. My mother is like a mix of Eastern European, Polish, Romanian, you know. Mm-hmm.
Eastern Bloc stuff.
Eastern Bloc stuff. Eastern Bloc party in the house. Who wants to get online for bread?
Or shoes. Shoes not fit. Too bad. You have shoes.
Too bad. You have shoes.
Joe should see a doctor. Thank you, Evan Weiss. It's Dr. Weiss.
Dr. Weiss.
Dr. Weiss. So the show was good, but they starved you and you didn't feel well.
Yeah. Well, I had a blood sugar problem a couple of weeks ago, but I started to get it again on Sunday.
You said
night.
That a couple of times,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
You might want to start taking care of yourself.
I don't think I've taken my diabetes medicine correctly.
You have diabetes?
Well, almost.
You're borderline.
What does
borderline,
that mean?
Borderline.
Oh, well, something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy. Go
but,
for it.
But I've always
have a donut, stupid.
I've always said this. I think I'm going to be the next comic to go. And I wish I was really at my funeral to find out what sweatpants Evan plans to wear at my funeral.
No, does he?
You know, Evan, when Vince died, I didn't know if you're going to rake the yard or pay your respects.
Hey, you're going after the person contributing in the chat room. Attaboy, Joe.
Sorry, Evan.
Everybody else jumped in.
But really, I got really sweatpants to a funeral? I guess he figured he wasn't going to get a boner, so it wouldn't be awkward. That's the problem with sweatpants, if you're excited, you know.
Or maybe he thought he was, and somebody else would get excited.
Who the hell wears sweatpants to a...
The guy in our chat room.
But you know what? But here's the thing. I will defend Evan. Because if Evan was black, you can wear sweatpants anywhere. Black people can wear sweatpants wherever they... Black people class up sweatpants.
Really?
Why?
Absolutely,
how
they do.
How is this true?
Have you seen? Because black people can fucking lounge in sweatpants. Like, as long as they have, like, a stripe or two down the side.
Oh, but you need the stripe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't just have that Terry shit going on.
No, not like what I'm wearing.
No.
Like, what do you mean?
Nobody could class
No, no, no. These are non-compound sweatpants.
Denzel could not class those up.
I got them in Atlantic City back when it was still standing. I was working at a casino down there.
Could you see this squid playing fucking slots while he fucking slot machines?
He's winning. Get the squid out of here.
He's fucking winning. He's all over. Get him out. He fucking ate machines.
There's a whale using the boardwalk for a toothpick.
Evan has a point. The guy in the coffin didn't complain.
Ah,
he's got Evan's on fire tonight.
Yeah, well, some finally.
He's 2 for 20. But no, I mean, black guys can pull off sweats. Black guys and 80-year-old women. And women that are married to bed. Not that they can pull them off, but they really don't fucking give a shit. And at that point, I'm not going to pull them off.
You're talking about tracksuits, not sweatpants.
They're sweatpants.
Well, there's a difference between a tracksuit and a sweatpant.
Really? Well, black people wear one and Italians wear the other.
I know. Because I did this bit where a band out of the top was called...
Glad It All Leads to Your Career.
Yeah, Guido's, which was sung to We Could Be Heroes.
Mm-hmm. We Could Be Guido's.
Yeah, and I had to wear a tracksuit, and Aunt Sister was playing my girlfriend and stuff like that.
Awesome.
The bit sucked a dick. It was horrible. It was... I got nothing. Now, the thing is, when you're doing stand-up, you can go to another
bit. There was no pretzels in his pocket to get him through.
Yeah,
you're doing a song?
Yeah.
4 minutes of
suck. We had to sit there and sell this thing for
3 hours
minutes.
Of it every week.
Yeah.
And if,
doesn't stop
and,
us.
And happened being the audience, and I go, boy, that was a rough one. He goes, yeah. Brother.
When our next president, Joe Curry, dies, I'm wearing my Al Sharpton tracksuit. Al Sharpton is a guy I can't fucking stand. No. He is an awkward-looking motherfucker. That head does not belong in that body.
No, it's so
that
it
head belongs on a pinata. Like, you want to beat that head and watch candy come out.
Yeah, there'd be more like peanut butter coming out of his head.
Why peanut butter?
Because he's an asshole. He's going to peanut brain.
Yeah, hello, Barrel.
I thought it was a long way to come.
Guess everybody's going to take a trip in the barrel this week.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But no, I mean, because like he looked better as a fat man.
He did.
He does not look...
yeah, I know. He doesn't... Yeah, he looks...
Just don't wear skinny clothes.
You know what? He should go back to being unhealthy for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
No, there are some people that really, after they get much thinner than they were, like really super skinny, Oprah looked sickly. She has this weird yellow pallor in her eyes, and she.
That's Japanese jizz.
No.
That'd be a great name for somebody to use as a handle on the internet. Japanese jizz. I'm Jap jizz.
Oh, great.
Jap jizz.
Lovely.
Jap jizz.
No, but yeah, Sharpton annoys me at a lot of levels, including his look. And I lean to the left, but he fucking pisses me off.
His look. He's a douche. Annoys me the least.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
He makes me want to stick his head down my throat and gag.
No, his look annoys me the least of all of his qualities, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you had probably the most adventurous week.
I did have a very adventurous weekend.
Your voice sounds better now.
Does it?
A little bit better,
good.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. I flew to San Francisco.
Fag.
For the whole weekend.
You can't fly, you're a mammal.
You're an asshole.
No. Isn't that the greatest one? I got that from a Woody Allen movie. That and I'm not a Woody Allen fan. That is
because you hate Jews.
No, but I know it's just it was. I love that line.
He hates kid touchers.
No.
No.
Look who's one of his close friends is.
Oh, true. Okay, wrong.
Nobody's touched more kids legally than that guy.
But carefully.
What do you think he's flying his helicopter surveillance for? Who's going to be in puberty? I think there's a bat mitzvah on the block. What? She's a woman? Right? Right?
What's the law are we talking about?
Joe's got nothing to say.
Are we talking about New York law or Jewish law?
I think whatever's most convenient.
Yes, whichever one suits me the best.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, so you flew across country.
Yeah, I did. I went to, ostensibly I went to see a Steve Winwood show and to meet up with some other fans. And
really?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, well, who was the show?
Winwood. Steve Winwood. Right.
Yeah. Other fans.
Really?
Yeah, and there were, stop, there are other fans.
Sure they are.
Shut up. you sound like that guy from, one of our networks was busting my balls on my Facebook page. How dare you?
Oh.
But
don't put me in that category.
No, yeah, well, I mean, that the claws come out.
Really?
Well, that's why they say owners take on the characteristics of their pets.
Yes. No, I think...
Look at her begging at the table for scraps, Joe.
I do that every week here. Why is it different now?
I just put two and two together. Stop rubbing up against my leg.
I'm sorry.
She showed me her ass, Joe. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. Make it go away.
I left straight from work on Friday,
you left work early, though.
Yeah, I did.
Soccer.
I went straight to
the regime let her out of Scotia early.
Oh, I know. Jesus. I went straight out to JFK, flew out. I got there really late and went to the hotel and met my roommate that I had never met in person before.
What?
Yes.
Wait, well,
you shared a room?
Yeah, I did.
What are you,
what are
comic?
You, camp?
No, I was a camp.
Wait, why would you do that? What's a room, like $80?
No, they're more than that. San Francisco's pretty expensive. But I figured that I'm going to be out there for several days.
That's fucking crazy. I love Joe, and I don't like sharing a room with him.
Dude, you guys are on tour to make money. I'm going, and I'm spending the money.
Exactly. So. Yeah, you're trading yourself, I don't you like dummy. Winwood here.
I don't like sharing.
I've done that.
I don't like sharing a room. He's my pal. I don't like, but he doesn't like sharing a room as much as I do.
He wakes up grumpy.
He
wakes up grumpy. God damn it. First thing out of his mouth.
I can imagine that.
That was true. Talk about a sourpuss.
He sees the sun. God damn it.
No, I hit my head on the headboard of the bed. So I woke
there
up.
It was behind the bed like it's want to be.
I know, but I'm asleep. I don't know. So I
really? Did you think it was wandering? You dope.
I go to wake up.
Sneaking up on him.
Yeah. It's out to get him. It's a conspiracy.
And I'm like, I wake up with, God damn it all.
That was the funniest thing Joe has said all tour.
If
you,
if I saw you wake up and you went,
I've been at work on the radio show for an hour, just on the computer, and my stupid lumber's up. God damn it! Kong upset.
Kong bang. Kong and not happy.
headboard. Asshole. Well, yeah, but I'm getting back to you. You treat yourself.
It was expensive enough.
How much is a hotel? About 50?
But but you want to know something? The whole reason why we share the room on the road, you realize you're on the road, you are out to make money, it's not a honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm not going to Flint, Michigan for the sights.
Yeah, however, when you go on, you know, the fuck, you know?
No, well, I
can't imagine pulling that with the missus.
No, I couldn't do
that. Scooch over, my kid wants to climb into bed. Well, me, my wife, the kid, crashing with a roommate.
Oh, no. Oh, of course, that's not going to happen.
I got to save some money.
Yeah. I didn't like bring my husband with me. Oh, hey, lady, do you mind if we just like crawl in?
No.
We knew each other from on the internet.
What could possibly go wrong? Wow.
I know. You know what was really funny is that
she had a knife.
her best friend was really concerned. Look, you just call me. Let me know if something goes wrong.
Clearly, if they listened to the show, there's no way they're sharing with you.
No, she hadn't listened to the show. I mean, she'd see the website.
Did you make her a fan?
What do you mean, of the show?
No, yeah. No, I'm fucking sleeping with strangers, asshole.
Yes, I made her a fan of that. But
the show. What else do I care? Your book club.
I did try.
Your book club.
I did try, but
book club.
I think she's of the opinion that the show is slightly raunchy.
Really?
What do you mean?
So this broad is sleeping with strangers and she's worried about us being a bad influence?
Yeah, really?
Whatever. Go fuck you.
Well, she wasn't sleeping with me. She was sleeping in the next bed.
You know what? You cheapskate. Don't fucking listen to the show. If you can't afford free radio, we don't need you. Yuck.
Actually, I wouldn't have done that any other place, but it was the...
It was San Francisco?
No, it wasn't
San
even...
Francisco!
It wasn't even that. It was like where the theater where we were going to be seeing the show is in the Tenderloin, which if you don't know anything about San Francisco,
I don't know the meat district.
She bought pitches. It's there are districts,
which is great for radio.
No, there are districts in San Francisco, and I looked up on a website safe and dangerous places in San Francisco. Number one area to avoid, the Tenderloin.
So you're staying in a shitty area.
No, we were staying on the edge of a shitty area.
You're staying in a borderline shitty area with a complete stranger. Yeah, you're a smart woman.
No.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly happen?
I did know her from talking to her at
fucking
length.
Rent a car, get a Motel 6, and be a human being, you animal.
There was nothing wrong with it, though.
It worked out this time.
Well, I don't...
You know the damage you could have done? There's Mr. Helix with six cats all alone. I got to do the show with Kong every week all alone. You're hurting people.
I don't do this other times. I just did this once.
You're
really
an asshole.
I thought it was really funny that she...
I would never allow my wife to do that, by the way. Never allow my wife to do that.
And
I say allow.
I'm married to Mr. Helix.
Yeah, because I love my wife. I want her to come back.
No, as opposed to my husband who sends me out to the wolves.
That's pretty much what we're saying, yes.
No, he wouldn't.
Joe, would you ever let Joanne do that? Well, that wrong person to ask.
Hang on a second.
She can handle herself.
Jungle rules with Joe.
Yeah, yeah, you have fun. Where do you keep the life, the life insurance?
There is no way I would let my wife do that.
Now, why?
Because I'm worried about her safety. Who's going to raise the kid?
But now, I know that one of the things that we do here is that we scam, but...
No! We do not scam!
We are scamming the scammers.
I'm doing God's work.
Okay, but the thing is that...
Shut up, Joe.
We have mutual friends. It's not like she was an unknown entity, and
unknown entity. What is like? Were you on a Star Trek adventure? Yes. Rawr, Pip! My God, it's Pip Helix. My God, Spock. What is this?
It's dead, Pip Helix. Yeah. I think the alien got.
I think we'd be good seeing the Windward concert with that orb out there, sir.
I wasn't the expendable cast member.
Yeah. Really, well, you were in black.
Sure.
Black cast member always dies.
No, it's red shirt.
Oh, okay.
Red shirt died.
I mean, because like Uhura was the only black one who like ever lived.
Continued to live. That's because she was hot.
Go on.
Well, and wore really short skirts. That's why she lived.
Like Kirk didn't.
I used to love when Kirk got captured and he'd be like, there'd be chicks all around him feeding them grapes.
I know.
Kirk, there is no escape. Really gives a shit, stupid.
I know. This place fucking rules. Yeah, it's like, are you kidding me? I thought I died. And this is what I get.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but whatever.
No, well, she wasn't exactly a complete stranger. I mean, we texted
a lot.
Well,
you met her through Facebook. What could possibly go wrong?
But yeah, no, actually, I've known
her. Is her name Agnes?
No.
Leave my beloved out of this, yeah. Mister. It's been a hard week for us.
I've known of her as a member of this big fan community for many years.
Yeah, like, because people who, like, you know what? I guess if you're a Wynwood fan, you don't really have the energy to commit a violent crime.
I guess.
Because you're all fucking old and lame.
Stoned.
Well, she's younger than me. She's like 10 years younger than me.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. Still lame.
So, okay.
She's not listening, so who cares?
It's not a hair band. I know you can't relate.
Absolutely. Listen, my bands are real men with their eyeshadow and tight leather spandex pants.
He does not wear spandex pants.
Because he doesn't have the ass for it.
Probably not. He's a very thin man.
How old is he at this point?
He's 64.
They're all about the same age.
Yeah, but he's like a fucking legend, and he's really talented.
Did you sit there at night and eating popcorn and talk about the significance Valerie made on the musical community?
No, we didn't. No, we talked about our lives. But
probably should have talked about the music instead.
Yeah, I know. I scared the daylights out of her.
So go on.
Go on. Do tell.
So it was really a wonderful trip, actually, because
I'm sorry to hear that.
We got along very well.
Are you guys like fast friends now? You guys BFFs?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And we had dinner with other fans, and only one of whom I knew. The other ones I knew.
And Mr. Helix Pip passed out on this adventure.
He had to work.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And he was like,
shame when that happens. I would have fucking done a mic to get out of that thing. No, honey, I got to do a bringer show. I'm sorry. I'd love to be. No, I got to bring 15 people.
No.
I signed up.
I didn't.
I know they don't even have pretzels. I don't care. I can't.
Was Evan? Evan's probably going, when is it?
He already left. He had to get to a mic. No, he actually put that in there.
No, he did.
But he did taunt. But he did put that. But he did taunt Joe by saying, "Yes, I have gas too."
I actually, there's a show I was got my classic rock magazine. I wanted to in
magazines. That's cute.
Magazine.
No, they don't really make them anymore.
Yeah, we use those paper things. Yeah, we still
to wipe
those.
Your ass.
Yeah. No.
Rammstein and Iron Maiden at Monsters of Rock, or what is it called? Download in England.
Mm.
I'd love to go to that.
Yeah,
we'd love to send you there.
neither my favorites, but see, I do not mock him for enjoying those.
Because if you mocked him, he would rip you apart.
No,
I can mock Joe and fear no repercussions.
Joe that's likes the
Yes, but if you mocked him on Rammstein, if you mocked him on that, he would tear you a new one.
Probably.
Now, if I mocked Joe on Rammstein, he would try to tear me a new one, and then I would bitch slap him. But I'm not going to mock him. I'm going to let him have that.
Yeah, well, you can't let me have my Wynwood.
I do. It's just lame because it's on your car. No, trust me, nobody's fucking hunting down your piece of shit to go, aha, vehicle the Helix. Like they don't know from the six cats in there and the bag of manure from last growing season.
And scratch, and the scratch marks on the window.
From last growing season. That's horrible.
It was a really good trip. It was a great show.
I'm glad you came back safely.
Why
would you go to San Francisco when he's going to come here eventually, isn't he?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I've never traveled so far to go see a show before. And it was kind of a just off the cuff kind of, all right, I'm going to do it. I've already seen shows. He doesn't play that often anymore. He considers himself
probably lack of demand.
He considers himself
just try not to laugh too hard.
You know what? There are.
You know what? I really should. I only mock Winwood because you love him.
Steve Winwood was very good.
I really don't know any of his music.
And Traffic. You want to get a really good album, Low Spark of High Heel Boys is a really good album from Traffic.
Yeah, he's really talented. People don't.
I mock him because he's old and he has a lame name.
A lame name.
Winwood does not sound manly.
Okay.
Steve Winwood. It sounds like he should be playing Frisco. Like, if your name is Steve Winwood, you should be playing San Francisco.
Steve Winwood alone.
He's English. You cross your legs.
So even more gay. Even more gay.
Not gay.
More gay.
So not gay.
Whatever. Did he fuck you?
No.
Then how do you know?
Four kids.
Don't mean
that. Actually, five.
Oh, well, right, because gay guys have never had kids before. Hello, Michael Jackson.
I know. No, but he's just not so.
All right, I don't care. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad you didn't wind up in a body bag.
I very well could have. With the Tenderloin was the scariest fucking place
the
I've ever been.
The Tenderloin sounds like a gay club.
Exactly. What a horrible place to. I took it at the Tenderloin.
The Tenderloin.
It's like the South Bronx, and here we are, just like two white ladies outside of this building, and we were walking, we had dinner with all of our other friends, right. And we walked over to the standalone.
It's a gang of Winwoods.
Well, there was the other ones had seats, and we got general admission, so we're going to have to stand in this stupid theater. And so you had to line up. So we walked over through this nasty-ass neighborhood, and as we were walking, there's another fan who is Turkish, and we saw that there was a sign called Turk Street. And I go, oh, take a picture and post it on Facebook for Birkin. He'll enjoy that. And her friend saw her post that and said, what the hell are you doing there? It was like... Anybody who knew San Francisco knew what a bad spot we were in. They're like, run for your lives! And we're like, we haven't even made it to the theater yet. We should be running. And we, because we're complete fools, we've met the band, we've met even the crew, and we've talked to them before and stuff at other
shows. Maybe he get one of Joe's bands to open up for him since he know him. They could use the work.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe, we have to talk about that later. Hopefully there was some progress made.
Oh, yeah, no.
Perfect.
They were still getting ready after the storm.
We'll talk about that off air.
You know, they're not even ready yet. He had no
talk about it. We'll talk about it off air. We don't need to bore the people with this now.
Right. We got other stuff.
We got other stuff to bore the people with.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Day six of the Winwood journey.
Yeah, hardly. So
that's cool.
We were standing outside, talking to some, the guys, and they were like, you can't believe the shit that we saw from the bus today. And they're... Even like the bongo player, this guy, big black dude named Cafe.
The bongo player.
I know. He's not the greatest. But anyway, he's very nice.
It's shocking.
Not play bongos well?
He's no Desi Arnaz.
No, I think it's because we both missed the guy that played before him, this guy Coral, who was better. Like, Cafe seems to like phone it in. But anyway.
Really? How many other gigs is he getting? How many calls for bongo gigs are there?
I don't know, but this guy Carl.
You know who's lower than the keyboard player? Bongo player.
Bongo player.
We found somebody low. The bongo player is who the keyboard player tells to shut the fuck up. That's who the keyboard player pulls rank on. Go really stupid. Play your little toy. You sit there and bang on your little fake drums. That's who keyboard player talks shit to.
Hey, listen,
Joe, you guys need to get some bongo players.
In this band, the keyboard player is the alpha male, so you should be happy to hear about this, Joe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
It gives Joe hope.
He's the man.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the man. So even Cafe was like, oh, be very careful going home, girls. Be very careful. He's like hugging us. He's worried about
Cafe
us.
Was concerned.
Because, you should see the people, and I use that term lightly, walking past us while we're having this conversation. So we went to go back to our hotel. We turn the wrong way, and we go down this street. I swear to God, if you have seen The Walking Dead, it was like a street full of walkers.
Really?
We both went, oh my God.
We just walked into a thriller video.
Really? Yes. Yes. And not
what's Vincent Price doing here? I thought he was dead.
Not to make fun of the homeless.
Why not?
But this
they don't listen.
This is the highest crime district in San Francisco, and the locals go, oh my God, you were on what street? They can't believe that we survived.
See, San Francisco's smart. They rounded up all their homeless and put them in one place.
In one
That's what you do. You round them up like animals. That's what you do.
They literally
you throw down a couple refrigerator boxes and let them fight it out. That's what you do. That's what an enlightened government does.
Well, this one woman who was standing online with us, she had an extra ticket. So she started talking loudly about how she had an extra ticket for sale. And so the homeless guys started coming over. It was like she was throwing...
You can eat Wynwood tickets.
No, it was like she was throwing out chum and the sharks came around. I was like, are you nuts? Do you not know where you are? Stop this!
They're part of the 47%. I'm not talking to them.
No, but I mean, there had just been a stabbing out there recently.
You know what? Maybe you should pay for a Romney ticket. Maybe you belong there. Miss Highfalutin can't be around the dregs of society. I'm a Steve Winwood fan. I fly to San Francisco and only have to share a room with one person.
Only share with one. Well, the first night that my friend had gotten there, she had been given a room with one king size bed, and her eyes blow up, and she went down. She goes, "Oh no, 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 no! You don't understand. I'm not sharing a bed with this person that I have not met yet." Yeah. No way.
You had to share the bed?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay,
she changed
just the dildo.
That was clean.
I would. There's no way. Listen, my buddy, my buddy Dennis, who Joe and I know is a comic. He will do couch surfing. You know what couch surfing?
Yes, I do.
I think we might have even talked about this at some point on the show.
No, we didn't, but we were going to.
Yeah, where he will, like, stay at random people's houses on couches, and they will say this, fuck, no. I will sleep in my car in a rest area and hope for the best. I am not, and he has, like, these great stories. Fuck it. I don't even like sharing a house with my wife and kid. I'm certainly not going to share it on somebody's bed or a couch. Really?
No.
Yuck. Then they wake up and I have to watch their cartoons. No.
No. No, I wouldn't just go to some stranger's home.
No.
I figured that if I went out there and she was a weirdo or something, I'll go get another room.
Oh, so you will get another room. You're just too fucking cheap to do it off the bat.
I actually thought it would just save a little money and it would be fun to get to know each other and, like, you know, be able to
talk. Because you can't do that over coffee or lunch.
No, but I mean, then I was going to be out there for a couple days and it would
get
be
a little
like,
back rub, maybe see how many fingers deep you can go. Yeah, get to know each other.
There was one of those places across the street from us, though.
A fisting place? The Fisting Emporium.
Well, we were
at you just see. No, you can't see. Gigging. Gigging.
I'm doing a gurgling.
Look, a
fisting emporium. Oh, I thought we had this shit at home.
I want to treat myself. I'm going to get the one with the glove on. I deserve it. I'm sharing a room.
There were all these Thai places around the place, and one of them was called Thai Stick. I swear to God. And it was a restaurant. I'm like, really? You call it your restaurant Thai Stick?
Ooh.
This is a nice neighborhood. This is lovely.
No, it's a hell of a story, Pip Helix. We're glad you are here. Yeah, you know, fisted only a couple times.
Well,
got past the plebeians.
Well, she went out to my roommate went out to dinner with a friend of hers that was out there, and so I just went to like have some downtime.
I thought this was done.
No, because this is funny. I went to eat at this other place,
right?
And you know, we were just texting. I was like, look, I got hungry, so I'm gonna go out to eat, and I brought my buddy.
Pip hungry.
Food good.
There's this guy on the street talking to some very clean cut woman. And I don't know why she was entertaining this, but there's a street guy wearing a Santa hat, and I thought
it was Joe
getting ready,
stepping on your turf.
And he was
on side of the street.
He was talking to her, but he was like really filthy. So when I went
in. It was Joe.
When I went in and he says, do you want to sit by the window? I was like, sure, as long as you don't let Santa in to sit with me. But I didn't want to be a target. One of those people scrape their hands on the window and go, feed me. So I'm thinking of this. I sit down. I order a little bit, whatever. All of a sudden I hear bang, bang, bang on the window. And there's a guy in the window and he looks at me and I'm like, who the fuck is this? And he holds his hat out like, he's begging at the window. And I went, oh, my God. Turns out this was the friend that my roommate was eating dinner with, and they were busting my balls.
No.
I was like, he's way too clean cut to be.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what the word funny means?
Because
you had told us that this was funny. Did she not say that, Joe?
Yes.
Was that funny?
Yes.
You thought that was funny?
Well, no. The bum part.
Yeah, but what about the begging at the window when it was her friend? The twist. The irony. The shock. The surprise ending.
That needs irony. It has a couple of wrinkles in it.
Might want to workshop that one.
All right.
Nick's will. She's got notes. Joe Mock's notes.
No, I wrote little notes to remind, because I can't remember. It was such a, like, there was a lot going on that weekend. I couldn't remember the
clearly
the
homeless points. People sharing rooms with lesbians, getting fisted, seeing Win Whiz, seeing an awful bongo player. It was a big week for
seeing
you.
Seeing an awful bongo player.
You suck! Look, your knees are ashy! He should really moisturize if he's going to play in public.
We did get a good spot, though. Right up against the stage.
It's like a Rot Gut concert.
Yeah, it was. Exactly.
Except without the underage girls staring longingly at the lead singer.
I was standing in the exact same spot as the Rot Gut concert, right in front of the keyboard.
Did his keyboards explode?
No, they don't.
Oh, that's good.
luckily,
that's just a little trick Joe works on.
Luckily for the crew, the keyboards did not explode, but it's a very, very old beat.
Well, we'll discuss it later. I have another shot at having the keyboards explode.
I know. You got a concert coming up.
Oh, yes.
Fine, okay. Move on. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So that was my...
You're talking about the RG, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I saw that. I liked that post. I was happy to see you out on the streets again. So is that all?
Yeah.
That was quite the story. Good times?
There you go. Yeah.
I never go into an overnight with you.
No, this was very unusual. And I thought it would be funny for the show to tell you that that's what I actually did.
No, it was very entertaining. It was good. There was moments. You were a cheap bitch is what you are. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I call Joe cheap and Joe calls me cheap, but you are fucking the cheapest.
I have to be honest about something.
That'll be a first.
Sometimes if I go out on the, if I'm by myself, like, if I go with Joanne, well, sometimes with Joanne, I get like shit rooms. If I go, some of the worst.
It's only the wife.
Some of the worst rooms I've ever gotten were rooms that I got
on my
own.
Yeah, but you didn't share a room. That's the difference.
That's true. All right.
Oh, listen, a shit room for, and even my tolerance for shit rooms has gotten a lot less now. But if it's just.
It wasn't a shit room.
But I'd rather have a shit room by myself. Cause people stare at you when you jerk off to internet porn.
But you're not female.
All right,
you don't, first of
people
all,
get distracted when they hear, No, she couldn't use that. Well, maybe she could. She was Frisco. There was no gas shortage.
Yeah, right.
And they are used to that. The thing is, you don't know what it's like to travel alone as a woman.
How do you know?
Don't you judge me, you bitch.
That's true. It's like, well, I was wondering, I thought the high heels were your wife's. Excuse me.
They're mine.
No,
they're
mine. It's intimidating to travel alone as a woman.
Yes, it is.
And
it's even more intimidating to share a room with a stranger as a woman.
Well, she was only a stranger face to face. She was not a stranger.
Yeah, nothing ever happened. You know what? You should start meeting people. I hear Craigslist is lovely.
No,
named after a gentleman, Craig. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I hear Craig.
He's got a list. The only time lists ever went bad was like Nazi Germany.
I hear Craig is lovely.
Good luck.
Got a list, checking it twice. Mm-hmm. Going to find out who jerks the nice.
So we'll move on. Here's the difference between your trip and a trip on the Romney campaign.
Uh-oh.
Your trip, there was still money to come home.
Yes.
Now, you work for Mitt Romney. Romney.
Fuck you, Charlie.
Well, let me get there, Joe. Calm down. You work for Mittens Romney. It was not a good night last Tuesday.
Did you just call him Mittens?
Yeah, yes, I'm not the first one to do that. That's not mine. You work for Mittens. He took his credit cards and went home. All his staffers that had staffer credit cards that they were using, I guess, to get meals and everything. Mitt said, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home. I'm taking the dog, strapping it on the roof. We are the fucking out of there. Cut up the credit cards. And nobody knew.
Yeah,
and they're
boy.
Just trying to, what do you mean? Run it again. Run it again. What a fucking douchebag.
That's such a,
you would think the black guy would do something like that.
How do you know he didn't?
He won. He didn't have to.
I know.
You guys can supersize on that credit card. We won, motherfuckers. Getting crunked.
We got the biggest fries. No, that's really a douche move.
That's
to not tell anybody. That's like the kind of things that you do to each other when you're getting divorced. You know, badly.
I mean, shouldn't he fucking said, listen, by the way, if this doesn't work out, kids, don't use the cards. Bring a little carrying money. Give a little heads
give
up.
Give a little carrying money.
A little heads up. Yeah, a little. I mean, this is coming from a multi-millionaire.
Even the guy who ripped me off in the city once made sure I had enough money in my pocket to take the bus home.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story.
And what was that again?
Wait, you got mugged, but they made sure you had changed
again? I didn't get mugged.
Just not enough to call the police.
I didn't get mugged. I got scammed. And
I would have helped you.
Girlfriend.
I
could have alerted you to this situation.
I know.
I just get my little computer. Hold on.
I know.
Don't take your money yet.
Don't
I'm working
go,
on this.
Don't go away.
Even my scammer had a heart and made sure that I could get home.
Well, my scammer has a heart too, as we'll find out.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. So you got scammed?
I did.
How'd you get scammed?
And because I was young and naive and it
as
was like.
To old and stupid.
No, but now old and completely bitter. And so I'm a lot more careful. Well, except for when I go to San Francisco and stay with strangers.
Exactly.
But, this guy came up to me and he flashed a wad of money and he's like, "Oh, I need some place. I can't find my hotel."
Joe, shut that off.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. Hold on.
I can't find my hotel and I need some place to keep this money. And it's
kinda... I need some place to keep this money.
Yeah, basically.
Joe, whatever you did, stop it immediately.
Knock it off, Davin. I just got to get the mute button on here, all right? Calm down.
You're fucking it up.
Stop the fucking it up. You haven't even started talking. Just do it. See? There's a mute button on here somewhere. New computer, you know.
Are you in the stick cam room?
Yeah.
All right, there's a yellow line. You slide that all the way to the left.
I want to hear you say it again. Oh, that one. Oh, okay. I'll mute all. Okay.
That's cool.
Oh, I want to watch stupid sit back down. There he is.
I work with assholes. I've been scammed. Somebody told me Joe was competent. It was I think it was Joe that told me he was competent.
Just the mute button on here.
What an asshole. And he gets mad at me because he's fucking up.
No, but he carries on like we're at a...
because it's not hard
like
to find.
Like it's Good Day America or something. Like, hold on, you. We can't stop. We're doing a podcast, sir.
No, Good Day America has a whole group of professionals.
Yes. My God, man, what are you doing? That's where the mute button is. They just put mute there.
Why did that chick Robin have to have the bone marrow cancer? The Robin, on a Good Morning America, the black woman.
Right, keep going.
I don't remember her.
She's still alive. Don't forget her now.
Well, I don't know those shows.
Oh, all right. Well, Joe made the reference. I thought maybe somebody would know what he was talking about.
No, I'm sorry. I don't watch the morning show.
No, you're working.
I'm at work.
All right. So he said, here, I need to hold my money.
Well, I can't remember exactly how it played out, but it was – he had this – we were crossing the street. I was on my way to lunch, and he pulls out this wad of money. He goes, "Oh, and I have this, and I was supposed to give it to somebody. I don't know where to put it." And I was like, "Put it away!" You know, flash a wad.
Like it was a penis.
Like, don't flash that in the middle of the street.
Put that away, sir.
It was exactly.
I'll hold that.
It was exactly the same conversation. So I walked him over to this diner that I knew had a phone booth. This is how long ago this was. And it had a Yellow Pages. And we're looking for the hotel that he's looking for. And I can't find anything by that name. And so I called information. And we're looking for the hotel he's looking for. No name. I'm trying to be a good Samaritan, right? I'm trying to help this poor yutz from getting ripped off. So he's like,
"Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Close that out. Because I have a feeling because that's muted means there's no sound going through. So close out a stick cam."
All right.
Because I'm just like looking at numbers precipitously drop after that.
Oh, so it's
so
like,
yeah,
oh,
I think we lost sound. So just sign out a stick cam. Don't go in there.
All right.
We don't.
What, you think I fucked it up?
No, because remember both computers are hooked into the board.
Mine's not. I haven't plugged mine in.
Huh?
I'm getting it. It's a brand new computer, so I'm getting used to it. So I didn't plug anything in. That's why you heard volume coming out of the computer. Huh. The volume. So I'm not even.
It must be us. Well, just close it down for now. Monitor the. Just close it down for now. I got it open.
So I couldn't find it and everything. So he starts saying, "Well, you hold it for me." And I'm like, "Dude, you don't know me." But this is part of the scam.
I'll steal your shit.
No, I wouldn't. But I was just like, "You don't know me. You don't just give a stranger your money." He goes, no, you're trying to help me. You're a nice lady. You'll help me. You know, here, you know, hold on to this. And he goes, "Wrap it in this, like." He goes, "I know you'll pay." This is where they get you. He goes, "I know you'll pay attention to it if you put some of your money in there with it." Okay.
How old were you? 6?
No, I was early 20s, like 22.
When he saw you coming.
Yeah, they did. And I didn't think about this. So I didn't want to do it, but I put a 20.
Put some of your money in. That'll make it better.
Yeah. So
you are an asshole.
I know. So he was saying, put in your bank account. And he's asking me, how many zeros is how much you have in your bank account? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because really? He had an accent. He's from someplace else.
Nigeria?
I don't know. So I put a $20 bill.
Hold my lottery ticket.
I saw the money, and he wraps it up in this kerchief, and he goes, now hold on to it until you get home. He goes, do you have other money to use for the bus? Because I told him I live in New Jersey. And he's like, yeah, I do. And he goes, yeah, show me the other money. So I showed him. He goes, okay, put that away and just put this separate. And, I'll meet you tomorrow and I'll get my money because then I'll have sorted everything out. Well, when I got home, I was telling my dad about it. And he goes, did you look at the money again? And I'm like, no. And it was on newspaper.
It was magic.
It was newspaper. But so he saw me coming. I was very naive.
You think?
Yeah, I was.
She's very trusting, too.
Not completely.
Really? Share a room? Why don't we? I met you on the internet. What could go wrong?
But I knew her for a long time.
Fucking Agnes knows me for 5 months, you asshole!
Fucking years!
You're an idiot. You are just an idiot. I mean, Joe is a different type of idiot. Like, Joe does dumb things, but you might genuinely be an idiot.
Okay.
Yes, Joe, I've elevated you. You're welcome.
Thank you. I like you sit there that you're the fucking pillar of fucking brightness.
Compared to what I'm working with? Yes. Absolutely. You gotta be more careful. But if it does
thank you, Father, for that. Yes, Davin, we will all be careful now. Look like the big king of wisdom.
That was only 20 years ago.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm not the one fucking up the sound or having a... Here, let me take a sock of money. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I know.
How did I fuck up the sound?
With the repeat, but that's all.
But that was on my computer. It had nothing to do.
Yeah, but it probably bled. It doesn't matter.
Well, if you're accusing me of something, you have to...
I accuse you of a lot of things.
Are we going to talk about all the accusatory
things? We only have a 3-hour show. We don't have that type of time.
Oh, no. It's been 20 years. I have learned a couple things since then. I would not give it...
Never hold a strange sock.
Yeah. It was a kerchief.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, never trust a man with a kerchief. No. It's got snot on it. No. A handkerchief is the dirtiest thing.
But you know what? But one of the things that I think is sad about that kind of situation is because it made me less likely to want to help people.
No, that's just the way you come into
the world.
You
don't help anybody. Fuck people.
Well, that's what I mean.
No, you come into the world an optimistic, nice person, unless you're raised by wolves like some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
that'd
then,
be me.
Which I was, but.
Then you meet people and you realize, as a species, we suck.
Yeah, we do.
That's kind of what happened to you. Happens to everybody.
Yeah, I know. Not as
like that, but you know.
Yeah, not.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, the worst thing I do is I'll get a call from a company.
Oh, yeah.
A cold call.
Yeah.
Like just happened with me for an SEO service, which is supposed to boost your listings on Google and whatnot. Happened to me. Get the cold call, get the fucking pressure sell and fucking commit. But I always put it on the credit card, so I'm going to get my money back anyway.
Because they
didn't do the shit they were supposed to do. So we're all susceptible to it. But it's not like, hey, before we raise your rankings in Google, can you hold this kerchief? No, it's good. What are the numbers on that credit card again?
That's like, I'm surprised when you were traveling back to home, some people in the club, can we help you pack your bags? Can we pack your bags? We just don't mind the ticking. It'll be fine.
Don't mind the ticking.
No, I'm only open to certain things.
Anal.
No, really not. But I'm not naive about, other people. As a matter of fact, there was this one other fan that came walking up to us. She looked exactly like a street person, but she wanted to meet Steve.
A street, yellow line going up them? It's a street person. What's
a street
person?
Is.
Like a bum?
Yeah.
Let's say a bum.
No, you call them street people.
No, you don't. You call them
when
bums.
When you're in a Broadway musical, they're street people or scamps, sir.
Scamps! Why are you scamp?
If it's England, maybe a scallywag.
A scallywag.
Well, I call them street
She
people.
Was classing
oh,
it up.
Funny.
Respect.
She looked like a street person. She looked a little mental. And she was actually...
compared to who?
Oh, God. Compared to the other people standing there waiting to say hello. There was a scary group of people. I don't know how famous people deal with them because they're...
It's hard.
My friend and I were the most normal people by far.
Really? You don't think the other people were going, look at that bra with the cat hanging out of her pants.
No, we were the most normal by far.
Have you ever been, have you ever had to pay for something and all of a sudden your credit cards don't work? That's never happened to me.
No, that never happened to me.
Joe?
I never was the recipient of that. I actually had to confiscate one, though.
Confiscate one?
I had a credit. It was when I was working in the fence business. I was running one of the stores, and some guy comes in to pay with a credit card, and it got declined. So I call up the credit card company, and they go, "You have to confiscate the card." I'm like, "Why?" Well, because the
could get killed. You can't just go confiscating cards.
Well, that's what I said. I go, "You'll need to inform the card holder that you're going to confiscate the card." I go, "Why don't you do it?"
Exactly.
Yeah. He goes, "Well, I can't. That's up to you." I go, "Yeah, but you're on the phone. He can't do nothing.
Exactly.
All he can do is hang up." He could. It was weird though, because the guy had no problem about it. Yeah, here you go. No problem. And really? I got a $50 reward. They got all my information. Where do you know, this is your job, blah, blah, blah. What is your position? Manager, blah, blah, blah. And I wound up getting a $50 reward for confiscating the card.
$50 is worth a potential life.
I know. The beatdown.
Well, you know me. What a miser I am. I'm like, yeah.
Cool. I don't have to share a hotel room next
week. Yes. Yes.
I'll treat myself. Well, I'm glad that never happened to me. So that was just some of the backlash, the aftermath.
Yeah.
Of Obama's win. Another one. People getting very upset in states.
Getting crazy.
They want to secede from the union. Ouchies! I think it was up to 20. Yesterday I saw it was like up to 20 at one point. Where citizens from various states are now petitioning. And if you get like 25,000, I guess you go on the White House's page. If you get like 25,000 people, I guess we have to take it under consideration.
It's 30 now.
30 people?
30 states.
30 states?
Yep. It's up to 30. 30 people from various states have filed petitions. They're not necessarily.
Should we allow that? I don't think so. There's a lot of creeps on the internet.
25,000 seems like a ridiculously low number.
It is a ridiculously low number.
You know?
And they're not.
Unless you're Gary Johnson. That was the third party. That was the third party candidate who couldn't get votes.
He couldn't get recognition either. I don't know
what
he was.
So much for an informed electorate. I'll move on.
All right. Gee whiz, I'm sorry.
Well, he was never going to be one of my choices. So
what was his platform?
He was actually kind of like in between the Republic. Like he didn't want like the wars, but he was like willing to cut taxes. He didn't want all the spending. Mm. So sensible.
Okay.
Anyway.
So that's why nobody voted for
him. Exactly. Maybe he's seceding. I don't know. Maybe he'll be the president of the new country.
Oh, maybe.
30 people. You know, there's somebody petitioned from North Dakota to have New York secede. Fucking mind your business.
Yeah,
I
really.
We'll
secede when we're damn we're good and ready.
You don't
fuck
need
you, North
you.
Dakota.
Yeah, fuck
North
you.
Dakota. Fuck you, North Dakota.
Fuck you, Fargo.
Fargo. Fuck you, Fargo.
Try to kick us out.
I wouldn't be surprised if the people from Long Island want to secede after this past couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well,
maybe
yeah.
North Dakota where they could get some electricity
there's,
and gas.
There's been talk about making Long Island a state. Not necessarily.
Not a state anybody wants to visit.
Long Island is a lovely place.
Really? Look what's come out of there.
You let in your house every week. The fault is yours.
Remember when we were watching one of the debates and it was the one from Long Island? Joe's like, "Where do they get these assholes?"
Yes,
like,
yes.
Your neighborhood.
It is so innocent. Where do they get these assholes? It's so perfect.
You know, sometimes you don't see something coming. And I'll be frank. Yeah.
You set yourself up so perfectly right there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I think Joe was behind that guy online a couple weeks ago for gas.
Most likely. Jesus Christ. Fucking dress. You know, I mean, dress. You go to a debate. They look like they were going
put
bowling.
On the black people sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
The fancy ones.
Class it up a little. Jeez.
Let me ask you. Do you think we would have seen this rash of secessionism? I guess that's a word. Seceding?
I don't know what the word is. Secessionism.
Yeah, I think you would.
Even if I was going to say if Romney won.
I don't think you would.
Well, that's what I was asking. So what are you answering?
Oh, well, I mean, well.
Maybe you should let me finish the question next time, stupid. This isn't Jeopardy. You win no prizes.
We may have it.
You can't say.
Yes. No. Wait. What?
You can't name that tune in three notes, can you?
Well, no, maybe probably would. No, you know what? You do have people like, you would have people say, well, you know, if Obama wins, I'm leaving.
Everybody always says they're going to Canada. Nobody ever fucking leaves.
Canada doesn't
Who the
want
fuck
us.
Wants to go there?
They really don't want
going there. It's a nice country, but that's different than seceding. You know, Alec Baldwin was going to go if Romney won. Goodbye.
I know.
We got other Baldwins. We'll be fine.
Do you know though that something like this happened? Oh, probably about 150 years ago or more, when Lincoln became president
and Joe got all his references.
I drink him water, stupid. But it's like, yeah, choke on it too. But
you're going to carry the show. I doubt it. Yeah.
But when Lincoln took over, you know, when Lincoln was elected president, he was going to start, you know, leading on the Southern states. So they all started to secede when he became president.
Is that how the Civil War started?
Essentially, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. We knew that.
No, a lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't know we had a Civil War?
Actually,
no, how it started,
how
the origins of it.
It was because of the black people. They got uppity.
Yeah, well, you know, and here's a black person again getting everything.
Fucking up the neighborhood. Sounds like, screw it. You're going to let him move into our neighborhood? Yep. You're going to take him out of the field? I don't think so. I'll fuck a black person, but I don't want one as a neighbor.
Oh, my God. As soon as the blacks are involved, seceding starts being spoken. There's something about that.
Yeah, it's just it's people just getting uppity. You know, we're gonna secede. Well, you're not gonna secede. That's
right. Hey, but you know what? I'm gonna take the alternate approach. Yeah. I think secession is good. There are some states. Fucking go. I don't want you here. You're fucking up my shit. Maybe North Dakota for what they pulled, but I'm going to let it slide because really there's not a lot of you there, so I don't give a shit about North Dakota.
It's like one guy.
I always get like offered gigs. You want to go to North Dakota? No. It's fucking far because there's nothing to tie North Dakota in with.
Right.
But I don't want to not go North
South
Dakota.
That's what it gets tied in with.
Mm. Yes. But,
President heads. Oh, wait, that's South Dakota.
I think Florida needs to go.
Florida.
I was thinking about this. They've given us a lot of killers like Casey Anthony. We don't need that type of folk.
Right.
So we do lose Disney World, but we still have Disneyland, so it's a push.
Yeah.
Disney World's better.
And Epcot, and then you got
Epcot Epcot blows.
Really?
What?
Yes. Have you been both to Disney World and Disneyland?
No, I've only been to Disney World.
You want Disney World. Disney World is a lot better than Disneyland.
Wait, so I always get confused. Land, World, which one's which?
Disneyland, California, Disney World, Orlando.
Okay.
World is better.
World is
still
better.
Not a reason to keep Florida. World is better, not a reason to keep Florida. That's all I'm saying.
I can't believe you said Epcot blows.
It does.
Oh.
Epcot was very good.
I liked it.
Okay. I liked it.
Okay. Good.
Good. You can't come on our trip.
I don't want to share a room. I won't. Mickey Mouse here goes, hold my mouse ears. Don't give me that look.
Really?
Come with me, Joe. We'll go to fake Canada.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. The whales at the Orlando SeaWorld, they went fucking rogue. The other whales in the other SeaWorlds, they fucking know their place. Stay in the cage. Don't eat the fucking trainer.
They went rogue.
A snack.
They were uppity killer whales. We don't need that in our United States.
I know.
The uppity. They were uppity. Damned uppity whale done ate the trainer.
Something else to think about. Does anybody really want a state filled with old Jews? No. Young Jews we got.
Where were you going to go when you're old?
Going to stay here.
There's a Mahjong table waiting for you at Boca in about 30 years, my friend.
And you think a state wants fucking me as their neighbor? No. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Goodbye.
He might migrate to the new Florida kingdom, whatever they call themselves.
That's where the capital of Florida will be. The capital of that country is fucking Orlando.
Well, no, Orlando.
I tell you though,
tell
you something. I always thought I would like Florida, and I went to Florida, about 20 years ago to actually go to Disney World with my girlfriend at the time. I hate it. I think Florida blows.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So you're on my side.
Yes.
Yeah. Think about this. We'll also never have an illegal immigration problem with Cubans. Where are they going to fucking float to?
Can we do this? Can we make like Disney World like Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba? Guantanamo.
Exactly. Don't fucking say it. I know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm saying.
You know what you're saying. Nobody else does.
I've been on the phone all day, dude. Guantanamo Bay. Can we make it like, you know, the way it is in Cuba where it's a country nobody likes us, but, you know, we're there. It's a fucking land.
It's a thought. But the problem is it's like right in the middle of the state, so we're going to have to like fucking parachute into Disney.
We'll build an airstrip.
Oh, there you go.
We'll build an airstrip. Here's another thing. Another reason is the bugs there, way too fucking big.
Oh my God.
Huge bugs.
The size of Volkswagen.
Don't need that. Another reason, they gave us fucking Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Oh, we don't need that.
No, we certainly don't need Tim. We don't.
And that was the anti-Tim Tebow rally cry right then. Bling.
Tebow. Somebody's Tebowing right now. All the New Yorkers who can't make it in New York, they go to fucking Florida. We know some.
Yes,
do. Let's keep them here in New York where we continue to beat their asses down. Not let them fucking puss out and go to Florida.
And they still can't make it.
The comedy clubs down there pay shit money.
Oh.
Bad money.
Giggles.
That's just one of them. Oh, it's a vacation. Really? I don't fucking work on my nights on a fucking vacation.
Well, didn't you do a Club Med down there?
Yeah, I did do a Club Med down there.
Didn't you have a good time?
I did.
All right. Then shut up.
But I did other shit runs too.
All right.
Think about how much money we'll save as a nation if we don't have to rebuild a fucking state every decade. Because the hurricanes are just fucking plowing them through.
That's sort of like a gigantic sandbag for America.
It really, no, that's true. But think about this one. Elections will actually end the night of.
They'll no longer hang some poor bastard.
You've got to keep that line and back pocket that line and use that line. So that's a great line. Really,
it's just how I feel.
Great line.
Well, my prediction, I predicted on Facebook before the election, I go, two things are going to happen after election day. Did you see what I posted?
Yeah.
I go, Ohio's going to be irrelevant again, and Florida's going to fuck shit up. Yep. And both things came true.
I did. It was awesome. Good predictions.
Somebody's Facebooking me. I don't know.
Somebody's Facebooking me, too.
Oh, then maybe it's you, then.
No, it's not me.
Are you Facebooking?
I have nothing to say to you. Nina, is it a girl? Is somebody Nina?
Nina?
Yeah, somebody Nina.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord, you may be sorry, but I'm highly complimented by your invite. My sense of humor is a little bit sarcastic and cynical and very cryptic. But here goes. I will add comments to your page. Some people don't understand it, but
the
I'll try.
What is this?
X's and O's. Ro, sorry for the typo. Meant honest.
What the hell?
We have
that?
A scammer.
We do.
Accept it and we'll deal with it later.
Yeah, right. You've come to the right place.
Why? We welcome everybody.
Thanks for
joining. That's like a zebra sticking his mug in a lion's den. Hey, guys. Really? Really?
Accept it, motherfucker. We'll deal with them later. We got a whole segment on that. You say yes. That's what that blinging was.
That's unbelievable.
We'll get to the bottom of this. We move on. Finally, the last reason to get rid of Florida, it looks like a cock. We don't need that hanging out there. We don't need that hanging out there. We don't need our shit hanging out there. There's Alabama and Georgia, the two fucking balls on either end. We don't need that.
Well, that's good for yourself.
So I'm done with Florida.
Oh, I think that there's lots of them could go.
All right.
I think that, well, I mean, Nevada was one of the ones that said that they were going to go, but how much you want to bet that they're not even interested anymore? They're so cynical there. They probably gave up the idea already. And then there's Arkansas. We would be rid of all those inbred families. And the same thing pretty
much. You get rid of the whole fucking country.
Yeah. Pretty much the same with Utah, though. We cut down on the average family size of all the Mormons were thrown out.
Yeah.
And we would definitely up the average number of teeth that Americans have if we got rid of Pennsylvania.
That's where me and Joe work.
Yeah, really. Hey, we got
stop taking away our gigs.
We got to eat, lady.
We might as well get rid of Wyoming.
Better enough we don't have a place to go to vacation because stupid got rid of this, the other state. Now we can't work.
I know.
Florida was gone because of stupid. I stand by this message.
Got to make a press card. We want to be
My name is Davin Rosenblatt, and I agree with getting rid of Florida.
And I approve of this message.
I think we should get rid of Wyoming, too. Who the hell would notice?
Isn't that where old?
Who
that's where Cheney's from.
I know. Really? I wouldn't notice it was gone.
It's from Wyoming.
That's great. That's cool.
Michigan wants to leave? Fine. Let Detroit lead you down the path of prosperity. Fine. See what you do on your own. No good. And New Jersey? New Jersey? Somebody from New Jersey wants to secede? Yeah, they were in the list. Yeah, Snooki will be the queen. Yeah. Fine.
Queen
gone.
Snooki.
Gone.
Who's going to rebuild your new country?
The situation. Have you seen those apps?
Yeah.
Fucking took out half the union. Jesus.
I did.
You're
good.
A bitter bitch.
Good, go.
Joe, would you get rid of anybody?
Well, I thought about it, and I didn't really know who to pick, and then it dawned on me. I want Vermont out. Out! I hate Vermont. That goddamn
maple
state.
Syrup.
Fuck maple syrup.
All right.
They got an attitude. They're snotty. They don't like New Yorkers. I can't stand that state.
Why would they not like you, Joe?
Ooh, we're going to miss you, Vermont. Ooh, who's going to drink the fucking cider now? Fuck you, Vermont.
Here's an argument for Vermont. Only place I've seen red squirrels.
Really?
Oh, really? Is that where they are?
See, let me get this straight. You're gonna get rid. You don't want to get rid of Epcot. You want to get rid of that stuff. But you're gonna miss red squirrels. Fuck the squirrels.
Well, are you gonna import the squirrels?
You want the squirrel? I'll bring you the squirrels. All we'll right. bring you a couple of cages right. of squirrels.
They can be the. They can be the Puerto Ricans. We'll put them in the Bronx.
Right. But
the Puerto Ricans are the rodents of Puerto Ricans.
They don't
I hate
like
Vermont.
New Yorkers?
I thought no, they don't. They have an
just
attitude.
Don't like
there.
Joe.
And I had to go up there one time. I was driving it. We had to go up to the fence mill up there, and I take the truck up there.
The fence mill.
The fence mill.
Ye old fence mill.
Ye old fence mill. And I went to the Alice's restaurant to have breakfast. I didn't even know. I said, hey, Jesus Christ. So I sit down, and this is when I had hair.
Yeah.
And not like, hey, I had hair.
Okay.
And I'm eating my breakfast, and all these Vermonters are looking at me with an attitude. And I'm like, fuck you.
In Alice's restaurant?
In
the place
Alice's
where they
restaurant.
Accept everybody?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Who do they think they are?
I know. It's like, it's I'm sorry. Arlo Guthrie was exactly... wasn't exactly close-shaven himself. What are they... That's ridiculous. So you got the old, hey, is that a boy or a girl treatment?
Yeah,
up in
I did.
Vermont?
Did and
well,
I
he wears a dress.
I know he does.
And then my band played That's up there life. Years ago. Years ago, we played up in Vermont, and the people up there just fucking.
So
weird.
You get rid of Vermont?
Yeah, really? Okay.
And well, I will say, in Joe's defense, it's not like Vermont's really adding all that much.
Ben and Jerry.
They're no longer located. They got bought out by a big company. It's not that big of a deal anymore.
Oh. They got bought out by a big company.
Yeah, it's not that big. It's not like a small mom and small like a small two gay guys own it anymore.
I would miss those little candies that shape like maple leaves. I would miss that.
You know what? I gotta be honest. Vermont's gone. Not really affecting my life.
You know what? New York makes maple sugar too. Fuck Vermont.
Yeah. But Vermont does not. Conversely, Vermont does not do the things that are irritating that Florida does.
Oh, yeah.
Vermont's kind of like a mole. You know, like a small mole. Is it cancer? Is it not cancer? Fuck it. Leave it alone. Who cares? That's where Vermont is.
Do we have to have it taken off?
Fuck it. It's right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's on my back. Nobody really sees it.
Exactly. Whereas Florida's a fucking goiter. That
Florida is one of those gigantic balls of flesh that hang off of some old people's faces, and you go, my God, can't you get enough money together to get that thing shaved off of you? It's like a second nose.
Enjoy your dinner.
I've seen a person who looked like that, and I was like, you just got to get rid of that.
Well, speaking of getting rid of, yeah. we have to go to break in a few minutes.
We're getting rid of some of you.
So no, well, you know, Wicked can they get a personal tarot coming up?
Yes,
but with Matt, but yes. They can stick around and go to Cyanet or Levy Land or Clutch and Wiggle if they want.
There are lots of places you can still hear us.
Exactly.
For more time.
All right. I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is back in session, so make sure you ask them about their after-school programs for the kids. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Also like to thank JamesThomasWebDesign.com. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at www.JamesThomasWebDesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Also, I want to thank Side Spinning Productions. What the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out my new computer.
All right, how about we don't do that now? You give me the CD to play in the break, and you just hit pause.
Oh, my.
We'll do that. Just give me the CD, Joe. It's fine. I want to thank holiday season's coming up. You want a Santa Claus, a comedian, a DJ, a murder mystery, call us up, 551-404-3094. Check out the website at sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, if you could thank some of our affiliates.
Absolutely. You're listening to us live on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8 on WKAD Wicked Radio. Then 6:30 to the end of the show, you can hear that on Clutch and Wiggle, Levy Land, and CyanetRadio.com. Downloads of our shows are available on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, More Like Radio, the Android app, and CyanNet uses TuneIn Radio. You can also get downloads.
That was Wicked that uses.
That's Wicked uses CyanNet?
Wicked uses CyanNet.
Oh, my bad.
But a lot of them do.
That's a new
Wicked
one.
Wanted me to mention it. Yeah, and you can get it, on, like you said, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Android, on our website, DavinComedy.com.
Right.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place.
We're like Floridians.
Floridians are from all over the place.
That's a good point.
Yeah, when we have shows at the compound, you can download those episodes on ustream.tv/channel/live from the compound. Joe? Who are our pals?
All right, Hate Speech Radio. You can check out all lovely pals. Hey, let's try that again.
It's going to be hard to check them out if you don't know what we're fucking talking about.
Heather Height and Dave Harris. You can check them out at Hate Speech
Good
Radio.
Luck.
On BobLevy.com.
Joe, are you learning your new eyes and mouth too?
It's a long day. You know?
It certainly
I've been up,
is.
Been up since 4, had an 8-hour work day, no lunch, and then drove two and a half hours here, and here we are. The Hootery Greenway Show. The Hootery Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. Also, the Mick Thomas Show. This should be a good show coming up. They're going to be interviewing Jay Moore. Join my pals Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith for a great time. You can catch them on Facebook. Go to Mick Thomas's page.
page on Facebook. Give you all the show information there. The Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating, interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out their show live Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Yes, The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on hotlatalk.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at therainmanandguyblow.com, the Crystal Palace of News, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast. Once again, www.rainmanguyblow.com.
And Watson & Watson, which is now on Levy Land and Wicked. So you could hear our pals Watson & Watson, a mother and a son, battle it out. They fight. They argue. She's a Republican. He's fucking weird. Check out our pals Johnny Watson and his mom Judy on Watson & Watson. Very quickly, anything for Mr. Helix this week?
Not right now.
Anything for Mr. Curry this week?
Not a goddamn thing.
That is fantastic. We are a bunch of lonely motherfuckers. This Wednesday night, I will be doing game night at the TGI Fridays in Bayonne, New Jersey. So hang out with me, give away fabulous prizes. I look like I'm interested. Fine. You'll have a good time.
Oh, I thought of something. I am actually at Governor's in Levittown this Thursday, 8
cool.
o'clock show.
If you guys are listening on Wicked, personal tarot with Matt's coming up. If you guys are listening anyplace else, stick around. We're just going to take a very short break, and then we will be right back.
for some hot stuff this evening. I want some hot stuff tonight. Looking for some hot stuff this evening. Gotta have some hot love, got to have hot stuff. Hot stuff. Hot stuff. Hot stuff. Hot stuff.
We are back. That was the band that Pip Helix's husband is in, the Bagdaddios.
No, actually, that was the Statues of Liberty.
All right, that's in a fucking Bagdaddios thing. I don't fucking give a shit. Whatever. Fucking fine. Pip's husband's not in that band. Do you really give a shit? Try to do something.
He does.
Do you think anybody fucking knows who's in that band?
No, but he's not in that one, so.
Well, maybe one day he will be. So, fine. We are back. I just have to doing lots of things here. I'm just going to play the... part duet music. That's how you know we're officially back, I guess. I don't know.
Damn. It is time.
It's time
for a part duet.
Joe's happiest moment making that song.
Two parts
that
of the show.
Right. Part duet.
So we were before we left for our short little hiatus. We were talking about Fallout from the not from our show. That's a completely different type of Fallout. But, from the election. So I guess we'll continue down that. Then we'll play a game I came up with. Who is bitter on Twitter?
I can't wait to hear this.
That'll be a fun game. And then we'll try to get to some scammer stuff. Maybe a little drunk in the news. We'll see what we get to. We're not, you know, doing 3 hours, 50 minutes top. We're not doing a 4 hour show. We're not doing a 3.5 hour show. We're not doing a 4 hour show. No, I mean 3 hours, 20 minutes. Yeah. 3 hours, 20 minutes. Yeah, we're not going crazy. There's other shows after us, damn it, and they need their time in the sun,
too. That's right.
We certainly can't hog the time.
No, we absolutely will not do that.
Because nobody wants that. All right, so there's this guy, I want to say Bob Murray? What's his fucking name? I don't know. He owns the Murray Energy.
Bob Murray, Sam Murray.
It is Bob Murray.
Yeah, okay. So he owns Murray Energy Company, big coal company. He's out there campaigning with the Romster.
Yep.
When
the Romster, you know, he's hanging out on the top of his car back when credit cards aren't being cut. You know, saying, you know, he's going on, listen, we need Romney to win or otherwise I got to cut jobs here. So Romney lost, cut 300 fucking jobs so far.
Unbelievable.
But he's asking God. He's asking God for forgiveness because he has to cut jobs. This is what he has to do because things may be enacted. Now, my first question is this. Really, does firing 300 people have to be the first thing you do? Couldn't you cut your money just a little bit, Bob? Maybe we save a couple of jobs. Couldn't that be? Wouldn't God want you to do that first?
It's like a preemptive strike, just 300 people off the top.
That's my issue with Mr. Murray.
Yeah.
That's my issue. Because nothing's been enacted yet.
No.
He's going, well, this is going to happen. It's down the pipeline. And he's going to take your guns away, stupid, and sleep with all the white women with big asses. I mean, you gotta wait till the shit happens before you start taking jobs.
It sort of struck me as one of the survivalist moves.
Well, that's what he was calling it. You know, the survivor of the country as he was eating canned baked beans in his bunker.
He was canning preserves as he was saying it.
And his whole feel. And now Obama has said that all sources of energy are on the table. Murray's a coal company. Now, but here's the thing. They just came out, the International Energy Agency, IEA, just came out that in a very short time, we're going to be the number one producer of oil in the world.
That's not bizarre.
So we're not really kicking fossil fuels to the curb. No. So fucking stick around, stupid. maybe you don't have to fire those 300 people. Joe, you're the guy on the right.
I think it was a rash move, but the only thing is Romney was against coal. You know,
Romney was against coal?
No, I'm sorry. Obama was against coal. So he figures with Obama being elected, that's probably going to be, he's going to be cutting back. But can he just hang out and wait to find out how things are going
to work? Listen, he's got to make his apologies to God now.
Yeah, for the simple reason he's asking guys a lunatic.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? Christmas is coming. God's going to be very busy. So now's the time when you want to get that forgiveness in.
Exactly.
After Thanksgiving, there's just no time to get God's attention.
Yeah, definitely want to make those cuts before it's Christmas Eve and cutting people. So,
fucking asshole.
He's an asshole. I mean, that's a knee-jerk reaction that he had.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
But here's the interesting thing. If you go by his line of thinking, we should never increase taxes or never put more regulations on because people are always going to get fired if you go with the Murray Energy policy.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that all the employers should just like preemptively fire people because, well, something might change. Okay, you're all done.
This is the same clown that had his coal miners skip a day of work and go to a Romney rally without pay.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like to pay people.
No, I don't think so.
He's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
Well, I'm glad
but
we all agree.
Some of the fallout with the Obama thing is a lot of people are starting to hire workers as temporary so they can get out of paying health insurance when Obamacare kicks in.
We'll see what happens. You know, but here's the thing. If the economy turns around, they're going to hire him full-time. But, you know, we're adding jobs. The economy, it's not growing as fast as we'd like. And I don't want to fucking break it down into this shit. When the demand is there, they're going to hire people full-time.
We find out the demand is there.
Because the talented people are going to go to the full-time jobs. If you're hiring at McDonald's, yeah, you know, whatever. You're not going to get your health care. But, you know, if you are fairly skilled labor, if you can't meet my demands, both for benefits and for money, somebody else will.
Yeah.
It's the way it always is.
Yeah, that way. I'm just worried about this fiscal cliff they're all talking about.
Yeah, we didn't go off it last time. It's like the coyote. We'll look down. You know, as long as we don't see, here's the coyote's mistake, and here's where the cliff's mistake is. If you don't fucking look down, you just kind of hang there for a while. So as long as the economy doesn't fucking look down at the cliff,
look down.
No, because you can look left, you can look right, you can look up. Just don't look down. You're fine.
I'm just worried because I just saw Obama put a sign out with free bird seed on it. So. We'll It's gonna
meep,
happen.
Meep. Aha! He's not Kenyan, he's a bird! I can't vote for a bird!
What was he born? A nest.
The birds are gonna steal all our seed. They're gonna peck all our cars. They're gonna shit on all of our cars.
Yeah.
He doesn't like cars the way I like cars. I strap dogs to cars. He shits on them. Well, he's a bird.
We found out he was taking contributions from the Acme company, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you know Romney doesn't like birds the way he was all fit to fire Big Bird the minute he got out of the gate.
You kidding? Devin's ready to get rid of Disney World.
I know.
No,
yeah,
no,
right.
No. Just give the new country of Florida their own little playland.
You know, there's this great Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs was there with a saw cutting Florida right off the map.
Well, you know, listen, if we've learned anything about our pal Joe, he gets a lot of his information from cartoons, so I'm surprised he's not backing me on this. This is right up Joe's alley here.
Bugs Bunny is my cultural touchstone. Yeah. Tuckstone. Yeah, nice.
Tuckstone.
All right. So then there was the, I guess I'll find this one because this one is short and this one we have to leave here. There was this woman who after Obama won re-election, she went fucking postal on Facebook, got offensive and everything, and the Cold Stone Creamery had to put her ass on ice.
Nice.
Thank you. I just made that up.
You can't scoop vanilla because you're a lunatic.
Oops. I gotta find where that thing is. So bear with me and Phil.
You might poison the butter brickle. Here
it is. Here it is. Here's the lady that got fired on because of her post on Facebook.
I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. But the Secret Service does. The federal agency now aware of this Turlock woman because of her Facebook post following President Obama's re-election. Quote, another 4 years of this N-word. Maybe he'll get assassinated this term.
He's done absolutely nothing for this country.
It's quickly made the rounds on Facebook, and while Denise Helms removed it from her wall, she's not about to apologize.
The assassination part is kind of harsh, and I don't...
A little harsh.
I'm not saying, I would go do that.
I might have stepped over the line.
I thought about killing the president.
Yeah, oopsie.
What's the big deal?
If it was to happen, I don't think I would.
Oh, it's a little treason amongst friends.
Really, it wouldn't bug you if someone assassinated
the president?
Senator
Florida. I bet you from Florida, the whore.
It's not something I would dwell on, no.
Get over it. I'll be fine.
About, no.
Guess I'll get out of the Cold Stone Creamery a little early.
Yeah, apparently the Secret Service won't give it up.
There are men talking into their cuffs at the bottom of my driveway, but no concerns.
Not comment further on this case. For her part, Helms doesn't consider her words threatening.
Okay, but what did I do wrong?
Look at me. Do I seem competent enough to pull something like that off? I work for $8 an hour. Leave me alone.
Wrong. Helms also went on to clarify
just
that
see the president coming under attack. The Secret Service blaming scoops of Rocky Road coming at them.
incoming, there's sprinkles, Mr. President.
Sure.
While Helms most likely will not get in trouble for this post, she could. If the federal government perceives this as a real credible threat, threatening the president is a Class D felony, and that is no laughing matter.
You're a dumb twat.
Yes.
Listen, I know you can say whatever you want, but there are repercussions for things. If she worked for me and went that far, I'd be like, listen, I can't have you out there. You work for me. It's a reflection of me.
Yes.
You're gone. You're outskies. Joe? Yeah.
I would say it's a freedom of speech issue. However.
It's still representing you.
However,
do you want that represent Curry Enterprises?
However. Yeah. It's.
It feels like I have a company.
Yes.
I'm a job creator. Hold on.
She's the front, the face of Joe Curry Nation. You happy now?
Yeah. Actually, she probably would be.
You could argue it's a freedom of speech thing, but what she said is so stupid.
Well, she could say whatever she wants, but just because you say it doesn't mean there's not repercussions.
But saying that he should be assassinated.
I saw a later interview with her. She said, well, maybe that was a little much because, you know, he does have kids. Now, in her defense, when I was hating on W several years ago and driving through Alabama and I'm paying like $4 a gas in Alabama, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But I never fucking posted it.
No.
And then I always rationalize, well, he does have kids. So I always like had that rationalization that maybe this is a bit much.
But that's, if you're thinking it to yourself, as long as the thought police are not in charge, it's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're posting it in a public forum like that.
What could go wrong? All my friends are assholes.
There's certain things you don't do. You don't pee in the pool. You don't post about the president getting assassinated.
Yeah, and especially if it is hurting your business. He said that he was starting to get feedback on that. You know
you
what?
Think?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to know, she's a 22-year-old who's scooping ice cream at a, you know, Cold Stone or wherever the hell
she's
it is.
She's part of the 47%, stupid. Yeah. You got lucky.
She's
only
a dimwit.
I got 20 bucks ripped off
she's
because
a
I was
dimwit.
Naive.
No wonder she voted Republican. Oh, so naughty.
Oh.
Well, all right, that was just one of the outbursts. So we're all agree this bitch got to go.
Yeah.
That was just one of the outbursts. Twitter fucking lit up
over
the re-election. So I came up with a game. Who's bitter on Twitter? So here's what we got to do.
Okay.
And then I want to play the theme, which Joe created, which is I like.
Oh, really?
So I will give you names of celebrities.
Okay.
And made up ones. You have to guess who they are. Pip, keep score, please.
Okay.
Your celebrity. Well, first I'll play the music, and then I'll give you who the celebrities are.
Who's better on Twitter? 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 Who's better on Twitter?
Oh my god, that sounds exactly what it sounds like in my head. Joe, how did you know?
Joe goes, it's creepy. I go, I agree. He goes, it's catchy. I go, no, it's not. It's like the music you hear right before the boogeyman slits your throat.
Yeah. It is.
I gave him an idea.
Yeah, but you know me. You know what's how I am. You know, that's something like that to me is catchy.
There'll be keyboards if you're going to slit somebody's throat.
Yeah.
You'll be humming that to yourself in the car.
Yeah, really.
That was kind of creepy, but I like it. Not what I had in mind, but I like it.
I like it.
It was good. Sorry, so here are the contestants. They can be used multiple times. Okay. So just because they're used doesn't mean you can't use them again. Here are the contestants. Let me know if you've heard of them. Ted Nugent, former drummer in Damn Yankees. I believe that's what he's known for.
Okay.
Former drummer in Damn Yankees.
Guitarist, whatever. Guitar, I'm sorry. Donald Trump, used to own the New Jersey Generals in the USFL. Don't know if he's done anything since. Victoria Jackson, another untalented cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I remember her. It was the blonde with the little baby voice.
Yes, yeah. That's Victoria Jackson.
I saw her behind in that movie with, what was that movie? She was with, forget it.
Oh, right. You get back to us, Joe. Anthony Cumia. Former shock jock on 92.3 and 102.7. And made up. So those are the people. You got Ted Nugent, Donald Trump, Victoria Jackson, Anthony Cumia, and shit I made up but didn't post. All this stuff can be used multiple times.
Okay.
You guys have not seen the list.
Nope.
If you guys want to play along in the chat room, let me see. I'll see if I can monitor that. I will monitor that. So here we go. Here is the first one.
Okay.
Remember, it's in 140 characters or less.
Okay.
Pimps, whores, and welfare brats. And their soulless supporters have a president to destroy America. Pip Helix, go first.
Anthony Cumia.
Joe Curry.
Ted Nugent.
Joe wins. Ted Nugent.
Ah.
Are you a follower?
I just know his rants.
Okay. All right. One for Joe. Joe will go first on this one. Great job, America. The only thing a Kenyan can run is a marathon.
Oh.
Joe.
Let's see. I say made up.
Pip.
Trump.
Joe Curry.
Oh.
I thought that was a funny one.
I like that.
Number three. Pip goes first. Cool. Now anytime someone tells me the black man is disadvantaged and they're held back by racism, I can tell them to kiss my white ass.
Oh, boy.
Pip Helix?
I'm not really sure.
That's the point.
Yeah, I know.
It's a game. It's like when you play a lottery.
Yeah, I'm kind of shooting in the dark here. I'll say that's Trump again.
You'll say that's Trump? Joe?
Anthony.
He knows his pal.
No, I read the tweet.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to play this in front of Stupid, in front of Anthony.
Oh, that would be funny.
All right, Joe goes first on this one. A Christian country run by a Muslim. Two words. Oy vey.
Victoria Jackson.
I was Victoria Jackson.
Made up.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm very good at this.
Wow.
Finally stumped Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe goes first. Pip goes first. Thanks a lot, Christians, for not showing up. You disgust me.
Victoria Jackson.
Joe?
Victoria Jackson.
You both got that one.
Okay. Right?
All right. So I believe Joe goes first on this one. What's the score?
Joe has 4. I have 1.
We found a game Joe's good at. It's 8.
Yeah.
Play to Joe's strengths.
Play your bad rap. All right.
Guess who's going to the ammo store tomorrow?
That'd be Anthony.
Ted Nugent.
I made that one up.
Oh! But I think we both had excellent guesses.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah, 2 people that would be going to the ammo store tomorrow.
But that's what makes the game good.
But they would be going anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Who goes first on this one? I think Pip does, right? Yeah, Pip does.
Yeah, I do.
I can't stop crying. America died.
Made up.
Victoria Jackson.
Joe.
Damn it.
Joe's very good at this. Here goes, all right, Joe, this one's for you. Well, for both of you, but Joe goes first. What subhuman varmint believes others must pay for their obesity, booze, cell phones, birth control, abortions, and lives?
That would be Ted Nugent.
Made up.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, Jesus. I'm terrible at this.
Hate is Joe's wheelhouse. Have you heard these?
No. Okay. I just know the personalities of these people.
Oh, and Ted Nugent would definitely use a word like varmint.
I used it a couple of weeks ago.
I did use varmint a couple of weeks ago. Oh. And Joe has used varmint too.
Yes, that's true. Oh, great. What great company, guys.
Exactly. You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
This is worse than when they killed Jesus. This is for you, Pip.
Oh, it's for me?
Yes.
Oh, that would be Victoria Jackson.
I would say Victoria Jackson.
I made that one up.
Oh, damn!
I can pretend crazy, too.
Yeah, a little too well. We have to go, Joe.
Yeah, really.
All right. Joe, you ready?
Yep.
More votes equals a loss. Revolution!
I would say that's made up.
Pip?
Oh. Anthony?
That was Donald Trump.
Oh.
But when Romney had the popular, when Romney was winning in the popular vote, which eventually he did not win.
Oh, right. Darn.
All right. Joe gets this one first. Once again, a black man commits rape. Victim's name is America.
Anthony.
Made up.
I made that up.
Oh, yeah. All right.
My hate can be confused with his pal.
I didn't even think Anthony would say that.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You should study harder.
I didn't read them all. I was just like, oh, God, he's on a rant.
This one goes to Pip.
Okay.
America is now less John Wayne and is now more Elton John.
Trump.
I'm going to go Trump, too.
Made up.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
Don't listen to me, Joe.
Yeah.
Why do you say really? Because he's like, really? Like, why?
It sounds
very much like Trump would say it.
Yeah. Well, my job is to make it in the genres of these various loons.
You're good at that.
I certainly am.
So you'll get a raise. What can I tell you?
Good. I deserve it. Who goes first on this one?
He does because he followed me.
All right. Joe, here you go. Good luck, America. You just voted for economic and spiritual suicide. Soulless fools.
Victoria Jackson.
Pip.
I have to agree.
Ted Nugent.
Oh.
So what? Joe's got a 6-2 lead.
He's got, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
It's right. Is Joe? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Pip.
No, it's me again.
This election is a total sham and a travesty. We are not a democracy.
Trump.
I go Trump, too.
You both got that one right.
Yeah.
Obama's reelection is good for business, gun stores, and security companies.
Joe, you go first.
This is a good one. Let me see. Look at stupid, see if that's something he would write.
Everybody on this list, including me, is stupid, Joe. Don't go by that.
Let's see. I would... Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
I made that up.
Oh! Yeah.
I can channel the hate.
It sounded so like he would say that.
Of course he would.
I know.
What, you think he's the only one that could think that dark?
No.
He's just the one that has a successful friend that fucking pulled him by the coattails. I could be a miserable prick like him if I wanted to be. I wish somebody would pick me to be a miserable prick like him. I'm trying.
I'm trying desperately.
All right. Let's see. How many more do we have left? This is the last one, kids.
No. Right. I can't possibly win, but I want to try anyway.
All right. Last one. Fucking dumbass black people celebrating a president who increased their poverty level and unemployment rate.
Oh.
Yeah, silence Anthony. Is good. There you go, Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah, you guys got that one, Anthony.
Oh, man.
So what'd you guys think of the game?
It's good.
It's really good.
You like that one?
Yeah, Joe beat me handily.
Well, I mean, listen, it's, you know, Joe has strengths. Hate is one of them. but I fooled you guys with some of those.
A lot. Yes. Yes, very much.
I'm very proud of myself.
That's a great game. I want to have a crack at that.
All right. Well, fine. You got to find a theme and then pick a bunch of loons.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the thing was I just came up with that on Saturday night. Driving. That's how I think of the thing. Coming back from the gig, I came up with the game. I was tossing around a name. Doug came up with who got bitter on Twitter, who's bitter on Twitter. And then my wife chimed in because she didn't really understand the game.
Right.
But she said, well, you got to make some fake ones up. And I go, you know what? That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
That's like the monkey wrench in the whole thing.
Yeah, because they might be completely fake.
Oh, this just in, the person that messaged me, who we thought was a stripper, is one of my wife's relatives.
No!
Good job, stupid. apparently your wife's relatives are all strippers in your head. You are an asshole. Is she that hot?
There's no picture.
Well, scammer always has a picture. If this is a stripper, they have a picture.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be interesting.
You think a scammer? You think a scammer stripper's trying to get by on personality? You jackass.
It was a really long IM for us.
Yeah.
A stranger.
What are we gonna do?
Now, what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Oh well, we'll have to go on. All right, it's scammer time.
Yay!
Speaking of which,
scams.
I'll play the music, and then I gotta think, where the fuck do we leave? Because you were here with me, but I can't remember. So tell me where we left off. No, but I'm saying, what were we talking about? We were having problems, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting upset with her about the. We were fighting. She was pushing. She was pushing me really hard on the money.
Yeah.
And I was getting upset with it. We were having issues. Which is shocking.
Oh, God.
You guys just tuning in for the first time on Cyanet Radio. Real quick summary. Basically what we do is we scam the scammers. The African romance scammers who try to get innocent people to fall in love, take their money. We get them to think that we're in love with them. And then fucking never give them money. This one is going on 5 months. She hasn't gotten a dime. And we make them do hard things. Yeah, I bugged you out when my suicidal tendencies.
Yes.
So on Wednesday she asked me, because now I worked in Hurricane Sandy.
Oh.
Remember my wife and kids were missing for several days, then I found them, thank goodness. And me and my wife are going through a horrible divorce.
Yes.
But their house on the Jersey Shore got wiped out, not Pennsylvania. But so they're living with me now. And so she asked me, now Wednesday is when we have the snowstorm. Wednesday is when we have the snowstorm. She asked me, how is everyone in the States? I say, we are getting hit hard with a snowstorm. I'll be going out in a bit. She goes, something terrible happened in Ghana. A mall collapsed and some people are dead. I guess it's not only the U.S. suffering. And I looked this up. There was, I guess they call it a mall. It's a small building, but where they had like a couple stores. But it did collapse. It really did happen.
Wow.
Look at her using current events.
I know.
But I guess the reason these things collapse is because they really don't follow up, aren't strict with the building code. So there's all these illegal buildings and everything. And Joe's laughing at dead Ghanaians. That's why he's very good at the hate games.
Stop it. Stop. Let me stop. Okay, Joe, you put your foot down.
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to. Oh, shit. We lost internet.
Really?
No.
The fuck?
That's because, Joe, you ruined Zombo.
I ruined Zombo.
Oh, no, hold on a second. Open now. What the fuck?
Threw us off the internet.
Joe, are you on the internet?
Yeah.
How fuck long have I been off the internet?
Threw us off the internet by.
Hold on.
I didn't throw anybody. How am I going to throw you off the internet?
What the hell happened? Hold on. Please stand by. No, I don't want to create.
Standing by.
The fuck happened? Are you kidding me? I don't even know how long. Oh, there. Now we're back on.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got to restart everything.
Oh crap!
All right. Please stand by. If you're listening on the replay, I'll be with you shortly.
Yeah.
Fuck! That really fucking blew.
How did you know? How do you know you got thrown off?
A little message comes up.
Oh,
and he realizes.
All right, you know what? I'm still on over there. Let me see. It's not a show without fucking.
Look
bullshit.
Forward to and fro.
Over there.
Yeah.
Over
all right. I got thrown off on Levy Land.
Oh.
So
high tide.
That was probably Bob. Yeah. Press the big button.
No, just give me 1 second, guys. Let me.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah. During while he's working on technical stuff, I'm just gonna tell you something. You know, during the Wynwood show, all of a sudden the spotlights went out.
Really?
Yeah. And
they didn't want to see the homeless people outside.
No, it was actually a pretty cool effect, but I knew it was a complete mistake.
Really?
So yeah, so I know the guy who runs the lights, and I saw him later. I said, "Has your blood pressure come back to normal since the spots went out?" And he looked at me like, "Oh, dude, you have no idea." And he shows me. He goes, "Yeah, because if stupid presses the wrong button." And I thought it Davin because he used the word stupid on himself.
Joe, I'm going to have you monitor our chat in case somebody wanders over there. I don't plug it enough, which is part of the problem.
All right, the chat on our the Davin's Den website?
Yeah, the Davin. Go to davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page, and you can chat in there. There's a chat room in there. We are back, I believe.
Yay.
So I am sorry for that. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was very odd.
Well, just reminded me, like even in the big game, right. Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Steve, fill with a guitar solo. Thank you. That's exactly what was going really, on. It was like, keep playing in the dark.
Even that, you know what? Even the big stars got problems. What do you want me to
do? It happens.
There was some pretty nice background colors going on, but no spots on any of the musicians. So they were playing in the dark. It was pretty
where they belong. Well, they're old. They probably shut off the lights.
No, they just played away.
Good for them. Yeah. All right. Just like play through.
Yep, play through.
All right. So, she goes, I guess they're suffering in Ghana too. I go, well, I never said it was just the U.S. that was suffering all around. Remember, I'm very short with her at this point. We've had issues. She goes, I am scared and worried about what is happening in Ghana and the U.S. Do you think the Mayans were right?
Does she have any idea what that means?
What Mayans?
That's what I knew. Good girl.
Good girl for being stupid.
Yes.
Held my sock.
Well, you know what? At least she's consistent. Hold my sock.
I go, they predicted the end of the world for December 21st, 2012. Well, I don't think so. God is the only one who knows everything. I go, a lot of people believe in this. Just where I live, in a week, we had a hurricane, earthquake, and now a snowstorm, which is fucking true.
It's amazing. It
was and Joe couldn't find gas, and that was the biggest
That's
problem.
The biggest thing. Problem.
She goes, we just pray that God take our souls and protect. This gives you, Davin, the chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior.
No.
I think it's high time you go to church. Please accept Jesus in your life.
Did she point at you and say, Jew?
I just love how a person who's building their whole fucking life on lying to people is telling me, yeah, of course, Jesus is what I need, stupid.
Yeah, you gotta get right with Jesus.
What will I say?
And by the way, Western Union made some money.
Exactly. Jesus has an account here too. the hat don't reach to Ghana. I go, I am trying. I've been trying to help people. Does the word of Christ guide you in everything you do?
Oh.
The word of Christ? No, he's just a guy to me.
Well, she goes, yes, it does.
He's the guy at the next computer. Do you have,
she goes,
somebody else right now.
She goes, do you have a Bible? I go, somewhere I do. Yes. Somewhere. Do you believe that if you do not follow the word of Jesus, that the soul is bound for eternal damnation?
Wow, she's getting pretty heavy.
No, I said that to her.
Oh, okay.
I said that to her. Oh. She goes, yes, I believe so. Oh. Without Jesus in your life, you are into nothing. You need to seek him first before everything. This is the fucking wretched soul here.
I'm doing.
I go, that is what I was going to do. I was going to pray on my decisions, but you convinced me otherwise. I am confused. Because remember, she was asking me about the money. I was going to give the money to the fucking charity.
Yeah, and then she's like,
hold on, stupid. Give me some money over here. I'm over here now.
My son, he needs things, and he asks me every day, and I need some stuff.
Exactly. She didn't want me giving it. So I'm like, oh, I have to pray on it. Let me pray. What would Jesus do? So Jesus tell you to don't fucking pray on it, stupid.
That's what she said. Like, how about I split the money? No, I need it more than they do.
She goes, although I love you, Jesus' love for you is pure and as shiny as gold. I go, I do not need a love that is shiny as gold. I need a love that is true, an unselfish love. That is what I want to attain, both in my quest for the Lord and my personal life.
That's very nice. I wonder if it's as shiny as the gold that she was trying to get you to buy and then roll you in the gutter for the money that you had in your pockets.
That's tarnished. She goes, I do not mean you should not pray. I only meant you got to help me, and that's what you got to do, even when you pray about it. What would Jesus do? I'll handle this. Excuse me, Jesus.
You can pray all you want, but he's going to say, Western Union means some bucks.
You could see why we were having difficulties. What can't you, Joe?
I want
Jesus to guide every decision. For too long, my decisions have been guided by love, lust, and money. I don't think I can trust myself to make good, righteous decisions. She goes, can you try a different job? I want you to stop writing the porn.
Stop
writing the porn.
Hold the phone. She was so into writing the porn with you, and now all of a sudden she found.
Well, now that I got money to hand out,
we
can stop with the shenanigans. Just send the money. I go, I can, but cannot get you the money you need if I do stop the porn. The comedy does not pay what is needed, and a little bit of truth. Can't you? She goes, can't you do any other job? Bitch.
Ouch.
I go, babe, I'm an artist.
Yeah, bullshit.
Shut up, Stephen. I go, this is what I do. The comedy could pay very well in time with someone with some breaks. But right now, the porn is steady and lucrative. How long are you willing to wait? She goes, well, I can't wait to be with you. Just wondering if you could get a decent job. I don't want my son to know what you do. It might affect the relationship between you and him.
Oh.
I go, are you ashamed of me?
Oh.
I'm not, she says.
Okay.
She goes, you know I love you just the way you are, stupid that you are, but I don't want my son to be ashamed of you, or don't you want to be the father of my son? Ooh! Bitch. I go, I would never tell him what I write. I would tell him I write movies, which I do. I go, really? Why would you say such a thing? Are you trying to hurt me? You know, about me not wanting to be the father of her son.
They're just movies with a really low costume budget.
Exactly. She goes, I'm not trying to hurt you. I only ask you a question. Please don't think I am saying anything bad. I go, the question you asked me stuck me like a dagger. She goes, I'm sorry. Never meant that, honey. Please don't take it bad. I go, okay. Are you ashamed of the scenes you have written? She goes, no, I'm not. I only know I am doing it to help my future husband.
Oh, wow.
I go, but I was training you so you could help yourself. I hate writing porn, but it is easy money and we have a gift for it.
Sure you do.
She goes, okay, honey. We never got to finish what we were talking about yesterday. I go, right, you were going to take those pictures for me. Remember yes. I asked her to take pictures of the orphans holding up signs going to New York, New Jersey, we support you? Uh-huh. She goes, you mean the naked pictures? That's right. I asked her for naked pictures.
You did ask for naked pictures.
To get some quick money from my porn company. my friend is not around. I don't know what to do. Remember, she was on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Have you called the accountant yet? Oh, my accountant. My accountant who will have to call, you know, at some point to arrange pay. I go, no, I mean the pictures of the children with the sign. So should we stop the porn writing even if it means less money? Let's not talk about the porn for now, she says.
Let's talk about the money again.
I go, but this is all related. Everything must be discussed. She goes, I don't have a camera. I told you to tell the accountant to send the money as soon as possible so that I buy a camera and take the pics, but you did not say anything. How can I take the pics without a camera? I go, your phone last night had a camera. Stupid.
Okay, I'm the pudding of eternity for me.
Exactly. I go, your friend was going to help you when you woke up. She goes, she is going to work. She's not around. I go, okay, well, later then. Listen, I will give up the porn writing if you think it will save my soul and make me better for Michael. I will do this for you, my love, but you will need to give me more time with the money. Well, we can write the porn to raise the money so that I will be able to come with Michael to the States, and then after you can stop. Your soul can wait.
Your soul can wait.
I don't understand how, if you feel my soul and integrity is in jeopardy, that we should wait.
So I can be just a little singed? Is that what you're saying?
She goes, let's talk about how I can take the pics for now. That's the important thing you need now, right? I go, yes. Well, not for me, but for the victim's spirits when I go around and hand out supplies. See, I am trying to be a better person. She goes, I know, Davin.
Davin.
So have you even called the accountant? Of Jesus course I have.
Christ.
If I am leaving porn, then this changes everything. I thought you wanted to talk about the pictures. With the money, I can buy a camera, she says. The money comes from porn. Are we going to be righteous or are we going to be sinners? She goes, righteous. But honey, we need the money.
Team sinner.
We can stop later when I am finally with you. But it's dirty money, I said. All of it is from fluids, dignity, and souls of young men and women. What, too much?
Probably didn't even know what happened. I'm like, fluids!
No reaction from Joe. Joe, let's go to...
Hold the phone, boys and girls.
You getting something from your girl?
Yeah, let's take a quick peek.
Well, we can't go into it now, but we'll get to that.
Well, yeah. We'll
all right, just when
look
you...
Look at this breaking news. His
this just in. Dun, 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 dun.
Here comes Mavis.
A whore. Waits for stupid. Film at 11.
Wow. Okay.
She goes, I know, honey. So when will the accountant send the money?
Wow.
I go, so you would supply Michael with gifts from the work of whores and drug addicts? She goes, yes, if that's the only option we got. I go, you have given me much to think about. My head is spinning. One thing I do know is I need to get righteous quickly. I will be seeking the counsel of a priest.
Oh.
She goes, so you're going to help me out or not?
Wow.
It seems you're turning your back on me already.
What?
That's why that fell off.
Yeah, you're just not like sending the money
exactly.
Immediately.
I go, of course I will help you, but I think I should discuss things with the priest so he can help guide me in the best way of doing this. She goes, I don't understand you. Are you going to talk with the priest whether to give me the money or not?
He smokes.
It's breaking down over here.
Yes.
I go, I don't understand you. One minute you're concerned about my soul, and next you're all about the money. I will help you, but I need to discuss with a priest the best way to do so. What would you have me do if the priest says stop writing porn immediately? Then you got to stop, she says. Mm-hmm. It means that you will find another way to bring me here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I will. My devotion to you is unchanged.
Sure.
She goes, then why do you talk long about the money? Like it's me!
Yeah, like it's you! Did you talk to the accountant? What about the accountant? Did you talk to the accountant? Hey, where's your accountant? I haven't heard from your accountant. Are you going to send me the money? What about me?
So she goes, I mean, why do we stress ourselves with you giving me the money? I go, yeah, if I
just do it already and then we won't have to talk about it anymore.
If I stop writing the porn, the cash flow stops. I get residuals from rentals and downloads. Every time some lonely guy comes, I get money more or less.
And an angel loses its wings.
I go, we are all whores. Some actually fuck, some write how they fuck, but we are all whores at the end of the day.
Hallelujah.
She goes, I don't know what to say. Shocking. She goes, I'm trying to talk about how the accountant going to give me the money, and you also talking about porn. Can we just focus, stupid?
That's almost exactly what she said.
It's fucking maddening.
It is.
I go, and now I'm getting, I go into the character. I go, the money comes from porn. No porn, not enough money right now to send you what you need. So do you want me to save my soul or save your ass? Because I can't do both right now. She goes, we can do one at a time. If you can get a decent job within a week, then fine.
Okay, yeah, that'll happen.
I go, really? So if it takes longer than a week, this is over?
Yeah.
She goes, no, it isn't. I love you. Giving me $400 is not going to hurt you.
That's nice.
I go, then what you were telling me, I am trying the best that I can. I am, but if you want me to quit porn, a career we were pursuing together, then you need to be patient if you love me. You are asking me to leave my wife and start a new career while the area I live is a disaster area. She goes, why do you stress yourself about it?
Oh, wow. Why do you stress?
I go, because I have a lot on me and you add more to it. My life is upside down and all I get from you is, all caps by the way, money, 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 money. Be patient and you will get your precious money. I have not forgotten my commitment to you. She goes, okay.
Wow.
She goes, it seems you're only thinking about me asking for money.
How shocking.
She goes, you have a daughter, and you should know better when your kid is worrying about something she wants. It seems you never noticed that. I go, no, it is not. It is you always asking for money now. I know all about Michael. What do you think I am thinking about when I drink myself into a stupor? Because I'm a recovering alcoholic who's fallen off the wagon.
Yes.
You and Michael in your situation.
Amongst your many charms.
She goes, I'm sorry to worry about my, you to worry about you about my problems. I go, I gotta go drive 60 miles in a blizzard to make some money. What pisses me off is not that you share your problems with me. For that is what love is. What pisses me off is that you have the audacity to think for one moment that your problems are not on my mind. And then I left for Andiamo.
Oh, nice.
I said good day.
Good day, sir.
And she wrote, honey, but I didn't see this at the time.
Honey,
I'm not saying that. You always think about me. I'm only saying you should just do me this favor.
Honey?
Do you like the way I fucking leave?
Just boom!
Done. Your motion. Thursday, 9:59 a.m., much earlier for our girl than usual. Hey! Hello? Are you there? Hello! Are you there? 508, you try. 508, why aren't you replying to my messages? I don't fucking feel like it's stupid. I go 5:38, I go, what can I do for you?
Oh, man. How can I help you?
She goes, is that the way to say hello to me? I go, hi, how are you? She goes, you spoke me harshly.
You spoke me harshly.
Yeah.
You heard her.
I go, have you seen the price yet? I go, tonight. How are the people of Ghana doing after the building collapse? Getting people out, rescue. How are things in U.S.? I go, glad they're saving people. Cold people still without homes and electricity. She goes, that's really awful. I go, agreed. Last night's snowstorm made it worse. She goes, why did you ask me what you could do for me? I am hurt by what you said to me. I go, sorry. She goes, I told Michael you said you will help me buy him a gift, and he asked me to tell you that thank you.
Thank you. Oh.
Michael does not need to thank me, but that is nice. Why shouldn't he thank you? Fine, he can thank me. I'm such like a fucking spurned bitch right now.
Oh my God, what a little baby pissing contest right now.
Then she goes in caps. She laughs at that. He goes, are you annoyed? Tell me, all caps. Maybe. Don't know. Don't care. She goes, I don't think you're in a good mood to talk to me. I think you were pushing me away. I can feel it from the way you talk. Maybe. So you don't want me? That's what you're saying?
Wow.
I don't know. Talk to me when you're ready. Now here's what, now let's just fucking stop this right now. What we need to analyze right here. The way these scammers work is, the person who's being scammed, the Westerner, is always in the want, always on the fucking chase,
yeah,
always to please. That's why you send the money, do the things. Western Union, here you go.
Yes,
I have flipped the fucking script. I'm out of here. I don't need this shit. 5 months, fucking done. I don't need you, you bitch.
Yeah.
And now she sees I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's like that $400 is dangling there. She's like, oh, honey, the 400. I mean, I love you.
That was very good. I mean, I love you. She goes, talk to me when you're ready. I go, I don't know what to say to you anymore. I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm kind of fucking tired of this shit.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want me to say? It seems you're tired of me already. I only ask you for a favor from you and it's turned you against me. I go, no, it was not you asked me for a favor. Is that you felt the need to constantly mention it, like if you did not, I would forget. I tried calling my accountant 8 times today. Joe didn't pick up.
Joe.
Sorry.
Still no answer.
Busy.
Yeah, I'm a busy man. I will cancel my appointment with my attorney tomorrow and drive to his office in Staten Island to see what is going on.
Oh, Staten Island. Nice.
Staten Island. We'll go to Staten Island. What the hell? She goes, okay. What okay? She goes, it means you know I'm only trying to remind you so that you don't forget. I go, by bringing it up in every sentence? Do you think I am that dumb? You have a one-track mind. I find it very unappealing. It brings back bad memories. I told you as much, but you cared not. Now I can't sleep because of nightmares. Thank you.
But I love how this... Wait, she's got like... She's like one of those people that wins the lottery. And they're like, they are re-spending the same little pot of money.
Mm.
Because now, first, it was for things that her son needed. Now, you're buying him a gift. And she's also going to buy a camera. So it's like, bitch, slow down. What are you doing with this money?
We call it desperation.
What's it really for, you know?
She goes, I'm sorry, please, what nightmares do you have? I go, did you ever find out what the other nightmares meant? Remember, I had the other nightmares several weeks ago, and she was going to find out what the Africans...
Oh, yes.
She goes, not yet, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I go, about what, my latest recurring nightmare? She goes, yeah. Okay, it will just upset you, or maybe it won't. I'm not even sure anymore.
Oh.
She goes, tell me. I go, fine. I go, so we are running towards each other in a field. It is a long run. Finally, I reach you, and then we embrace... And your flesh melts away, and I am left hugging snakes, cockroaches, and rats.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh. Joe's not even into this show.
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. You got something to add?
No.
Usually he's got much more to say.
No. I know.
What are you, working on your own little thing over there?
Yeah.
No. Sorry to disturb you in the middle of the show.
Sorry.
It's only been a fucking week. I'm sure she can't wait another half an hour, stupid. Are you instant messaging with her?
No.
Then it can wait.
All right.
I haven't heard from this bitch in a week. Who knows? Joe is hooked now.
Oh, yeah. No, he was like, my love.
Shut up, stupid. I know we only do this once a week, but she might not come back.
I got to get to it now. Now. Accountant, the money. Oh, wait.
She's going to fuck it up and get all confused. I go, she goes, that's really bad. I go, I agree. I wonder what it means. She goes, we're going to pray about it. I go, what are we praying for? She goes, about the dream. My time is up. Thank you. Good night.
You mean the cafe's closing?
Whatever.
Oh, all right.
Friday. Honey, did you see the priest?
Oh, God.
I did. Did help you to Christ?
Did help you to Christ?
Did help you to Christ. We had a long talk.
Yes, so I was Christing all afternoon.
He had a lot of thoughts on a lot of things. He agreed I needed to accept Christ into my life and have his word and his love guide me.
But the problem is I'm a Jew.
He said, no worries, we're used to converting people. Pay no attention to that man diddling that boy.
Like, I miss. Never heard Rosenblatt before?
Nope. Rosen what's it?
Yeah.
Rosen what's now?
It was a Mayan.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
It's Mayan. It's a Mayan name. Yeah, Jeff.
Oh, yes, it's a Mayan name.
We'll be needing it in a couple more
listening.
Weeks. Fine.
Yes.
He feels I've been a very weak person, and it's time to lean on Christ.
Oh.
She goes, you have to follow his advice for you to get to Christ. Okay. So that Agnes said, I wonder what's going to happen now.
Yeah. What do you think Christ is going to tell you to do?
I don't know.
Bring gold.
Is Christ going to lead you to accountant?
Well, I go, okay, let me tell you everything he said. He feels it was wrong for me to fall in love with another while I was still married. He feels I never should have turned to porn to pay my bills, even though I had the best intentions. He feels that I need to lean on Christ to help me with my relapse of my addiction. He sees that I want to do good, so there is hope for me. He does not feel that you are of Christ, as you say. He says a real woman of Christ never would have carried on with somebody who was married.
Oh.
He feels you never should have helped me write the porn.
Oh.
He feels you should have been more firm with me on my addictions. He feels you never should have lied to me. He feels you should be helping me with these struggles instead of me pushing me over the edge. He wonders about your true intentions. He does not think you are right for me. Still want me to listen to Father Mulcahy? I figured she don't get mad.
She also said, get off my back about the money.
He said, she's not a real, a real woman of Christ if she wants you to go to the accountant.
So what do you think of that?
Oh, I can't. Well,
I think you should have put in that she doesn't appreciate that your monetary, a lot of things have been monetary lately and stuff like that, just to back
up. Well, I kind of hinted at that with, like, all the awful things.
No.
Well, maybe not.
To the money part.
I want to go to her
just
course.
To back her up. She's been a little hot and heavy for the dough, just to back her ass up, just a skosh.
Well, let's see what Rosenhu did.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Mayan did. She goes, did you not tell him I asked you to stop? I go, of course I did. I told him everything. He said a real woman of Christ never would have started writing with me and encouraged me, even if it was to improve her life and her son's life.
Ooh.
I just listened to everything he said. I did not argue with him because I did not think that would be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's good that you did not argue with him. I guess you were annoyed with me for starting writing porn with you. I go, no, I'm just trying to take everything in. The person, you, who told me to seek a priest is now the person the priest wants me to remove from my life.
Oh, snap.
She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christ. So what are we going to do now? I go, what do you think we should do? Actually, it depends on you, whether you want to be with me or without me. She's fucking clinging now.
Yeah.
Jesus has been kicked off the bus, by the way.
God, damn it. I totally backfired.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
We'd love you to. Welcome to the show.
Interject. I've been in. But, it's funny because how they're getting into all of this.
What do you mean?
Well, just how they've been going every step of the way with all of this. And I'm like, and we've been discussing this. We're like, gee whiz, I wonder how many people are working on this and stuff like that. And then I think of the picture that we had on Facebook, about what, 2 or 3 weeks ago with those scammer guys laying in that hallway, just all sitting there with laptops. Now think about this. Okay. That's your job. That's where you got to go every day. How bad do you not want to go to that job? But the one thing that you're looking forward to, because a lot of these people are lonely people that, and they're just scamming and they're probably just very dull shit,
Yeah.
And they got this lunatic.
Yeah.
I think that's a little harsh.
With all this lunatic with
right?
all this, with the porn and the stuff like that. So if you're going to that, this thing is probably the only thing you got getting you through your day.
I'm gold.
Yeah.
I am scammer gold.
Yeah.
I just was thinking, because I thought that picture of those guys all sitting there, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? This is the highlight of their day, and that's probably
everybody
why,
wants a piece of me,
and that's probably why they're really into this, because it's not like they're not buying in. Their job blows, and this is the only good thing out of how many hours they sit.
But
on
I'm a pain. But I am a pain in the ass.
But you want to know something? It's something to do. That's interesting.
But there's no money for it. It's like a podcast.
But nonetheless, even though, but you know what? If you're sitting there and you've got 9 other people that you're busy scamming, people that you've been concocting, right?
Yeah.
Even though they might not be making a dime off of you, you're the brightest point of the whole fucking
I'm the prettiest girl in the room.
You know? Oh,
yes,
I can't wait. I can't wait. What's this answer? Am I going to write porn again? Am I going to Jesus?
What could possibly
all these
happen
other
today?
Poor schlubs are not interesting. You're the bright part of the day.
Here's what Pip and I were talking about before the show. What I have done is I have added textures to this. This is so fucking real, the world I have created. And we'll have weeks where nothing's going on, where it's I love you, blow me, bullshit, whatever, where it's completely fucking normal, and then I'll just concoct some bullshit, and away we go.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there was a couple weeks where I was just reading boring shit, but I knew.
I love you too.
But I never know where this is going.
In the moment, I'm going to be riding a unicycle.
Because that's what that keeps it interesting for me. That's the dynamic of doing the instant message, which is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to the emails, which is what Joe what Joe's do. Yeah. But in this person's credit, they got to fucking think fast too.
Yeah, oh, they do.
Okay.
And they don't always think fast enough, which is the fun part for me.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. She goes, so what are we going to do now? I go, what do you think we should do? Yeah, be with me. All right, I read that. I go, it depends on us, really. I mean, according to the priest, if I want Christ in my life, then I need to be without you. What do you think about that? She goes, I need you. But I don't have to be selfish. Really? Did you tell him you're getting a divorce? Of course. Though he frowns on divorce and the church does not like it, he understands things are different in America. What do you think about the way he feels about you? He doesn't want me. I should hope not. You're not an 8-year-old boy.
You didn't say that.
I just want to add something else. When he started reading that line, he goes, I need you. Now, does he need you because love? Did he need you because
the boss is on his ass?
Yeah.
Did he need you because, or I need you because you're the only thing getting me through this fucking shitty work
day. Yeah. You know what? I think there's a lot to what you said.
Yeah. I'm a smoke break.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't go. I'm going to shoot my place.
I'm the hot chick in the cubicle.
That's the, right. The
hot time your bathroom breaks with.
You're the hot chick in accounting. You know?
No.
Stop walking by my cubicle, Joe. I know what you're doing.
No. There's four boys standing outside with their little Boy Scout binoculars, and the hot girl that lives next door is changing her clothes again.
Fake me is the shit. Yeah.
But it's not something every day, you know. It's not, so that might happen because
I'm providing a service.
I know.
But he's the hot chicken account. Yeah. The only thing that gets you through this lousy fucking job.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's much more emotional. No, don't go away. I'll say whatever.
But now I'm just thinking, like I said, why?
Yeah,
why? Three
that's
reasons.
A good point.
Could be three reasons.
But I have. But you've seen how it's all fucking changed now. Yeah. I got all the power.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking hard to do.
Yeah,
it was never my goal to do that, but.
No, but the balance of power has completely
but turned once again, but once again, cause I gotta read your shit every day. That's the only thing that got me through. Yeah. So cause we always wondered what was running through the scammer's mind. And then that picture of them sitting there kind of hit it home for me. I don't care where you live or what you do. That place blows, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you're the hot chick in accounting, man.
Yes, I am.
You should have a t-shirt that says that.
So she goes,
the hot chicken accounting.
About the priest, she goes, he doesn't want me, but we need each other, babe.
Okay.
So she says. I go, maybe it is just we lust each other. Maybe he is right. Maybe we don't need each other. My head is spinning. Do you know what tomorrow is? She goes, Saturday. I go, very good. You get a cookie.
No,
I wrote that.
No, stupid. Yeah.
You know,
sometimes you got to throw a stupid at me.
That was my nice stupid.
Yeah.
That was my early in the show stupid.
Yeah.
Not I've spent 35 minutes with you stupid. That's my opening five stupid.
Yeah. Right.
The judge is stupid. Yeah. properly placed them.
Yeah.
She goes, very good. I go, very good. You get a cookie. I mean for us. She goes, I love you so much. I want to be with you. I go, but what if the priest is right? What if Christ is right?
What if Christ is right? It's always right. That's how we got the job.
Sure. I go, are you?
He works for the old man. He want to hear his shit.
God's on my ass. Whatever. Do what you want. Leave the whore.
What if Christ had good advice?
I talk to him. I go, are you willing to go against the word of the priest to stay together? Wouldn't it displease God? Remember, she's this big fucking religious nut.
Supposedly.
She goes, I won't. We, you, getting the divorce so we can get together. Yes, but he thinks you are wicked. He thinks you are bad for me. He thinks you manipulate me. She goes, I think something is wrong somewhere. Oh, phone's crapping out, going through a tunnel.
look at the time.
Yes.
I go, huh?
I'm losing my signal.
She goes, I think he's giving you a wrong information. Tell me what you think about me. Hun, is it not the word of God? I am more confused than ever. I did what you said. I went to a priest. I poured my heart out to him. I unburdened myself. And now you question him. This is too much to handle. She goes, I'm not doing that. I go, you said he is wrong.
She goes, you sent me to the guy.
Yeah.
She goes, he has not talked to me in person. Well, who has?
That's funny.
I'll
give you that one. Yeah.
If only it was that easy.
Who has? Oh, God. How did you? Oh, God. How hard was it not to throw that one in?
Oh, wow.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Moments. And he is saying a whole lot of bad things about me, she says. I go, true.
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 Well,
she goes,
yeah,
I want to know what you think about me. I go, I have mixed feelings. He raises a lot of good points, but at the same time, I did fall in love with you.
Yes.
I got to keep her hanging on because I don't know if I want to end this or not.
Yeah,
little,
you can't completely.
I'm a little tired of her, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Had enough of this
shit. I'm going to go back to what I'm saying, man. You've got a captive audience.
I certainly do.
You've got it for that reason I brought up, man.
Hanging around the monitor. No, no, don't go.
Show him your tits!
Flies buzzing around him. There's a yak staring at him outside the frickin'
There's
vestibule.
There's the payment to Flory.
Yeah.
Finally arrived.
She goes, I guess I should live it up to you. You got to make a decision.
You should live it up
live
to
it
you?
Live it up, yeah. English, yeah. Yeah. I go, I know. Do you think what he said about you is accurate? I know I made some mistakes, clearly. That's why I asked you to stop. I talked to my priest about it, and he advised me, too, to tell you to stop. And my priest has a bigger dick than your priest.
Yeah, really.
Work your own side of the street, lady.
Yeah. My priest is holier than your priest. My priest is holier than yours.
I go, but what about carrying on while I am married? What about the lies? What about looking the other way as I drink myself into oblivion? What about putting your needs over the many? These are things that I never judge you on, but apparently in Christ's eyes, these are all wrong.
Wow. How about not being able to remember that it's Mavis and Dick instead of Mabel and Nick?
That was
How
funny.
About that?
She goes, my priest told me all about it.
Oh.
He told me what both of us is doing is wrong, but I did not have the courage to tell you until now. Why would you not have the courage? She goes, I did not want you to go away. Of course you didn't. Hmm. Joe's right. I know you will definitely break up with me when I tell you. I go, then you don't know me at all if you think that. And you really don't.
Oh, but you go back and forth.
Of course. I'm a bitch!
Oh, God, such a bitch.
I'm the girl with the curl. I'm the hot chick. I know how to play hot chick. Oh. Never got to do it in real life. Know how to do it fake life.
Oh.
You want that hand job? I bet you do.
And how many times? Let me ask you a question. How many times you correspond? You every day?
Now we do.
Yeah, because
yeah.
something to do the other guy.
No, when it gets perilously close to the over, she's very much more committed.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, then you don't know. All right. She goes, so do you still want to be with me? I go, it seems if we are together, we have to renounce Christ.
Whoa.
I whipped out the Christ card.
Wow.
You wouldn't expect a Jew to carry.
Whipped him out. You told him to go to hell.
Not yet. it's up for consideration, but yes. I'll be fine with it. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, but you guys just use the Christ card as the Joker in your deck, right?
Absolutely, yes.
You're pulling a Christ. He's pulling a Christ card.
Christ don't count. She goes, yeah. I go, should we do that? Four question marks. She goes, I want to do anything to be with you, honey.
Wow.
But this situation is really hard. What are you going to do? Are you there? My time is up. Hope we talk tomorrow. I go,
bye.
I it's funny because that whole thought, I'm just not looking at it like, you know, this whole love thing. I'm just looking at it at this poor schmuck in a mat.
But the one consistent, thing about this character.
Yeah.
Hers
yes.
is Christ, and that's what they.
Yeah.
And I now am taking you Jesus Christ and saying you got to spit him out.
But here's the whole thing with the
spit out that way
with the religious thing, with the religious thing. People that are falling prey to this are probably obviously lonely people.
Well, they go to Christian single sites,
right? They go to Christian single sites, or also if you're that lonely, sometimes you're older, you're more religious. You get more religious as you get older. And
so you're going to be seeing God soon.
Well, that's it. I'm starting to do a whole segment. I'm writing a whole segment about this.
If I were you, I would too.
Yeah, I know. But but
tell him I said hello.
But you throw that Christ thing, and chances are, people get suckered into that. That's a big little fish there.
You're right. You're right. That's what they. Oh, of Jesus must be a good person. And we've talked about that on the show. They play that fucking card.
Also, if you lost your loved one and you're on ten, you have a tendency to be more.
More Jesus-y.
More Jesus-y.
Unless you're bitter.
Leaning more on religion.
Sure.
Yes.
To get you through that situation. So they figure if you're in that headspace there, they throw that thing out. Oh, yeah, Jesus, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's wrong. I mean.
And religious people are good people.
Yeah. Legitimately,
always.
But
in the five months, she never could have seen this coming.
No.
Because I've been playing along with the Jesus. I've had my moments back and forth.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not a non-believer, but I'm certainly not renouncing the Jesus. And now finally I'm embracing the Jesus, doing what she said to make myself whole. And the Jesus is like, oh, slow your roll. I didn't wind up on this cross for you to pursue this whore.
Yeah.
Maybe this bitch can clean up the plates at the Last Supper, but I don't think you should be with her.
Wow.
And she signed off, but I didn't realize this. I go, tomorrow is 5 months ago that Facebook brought us together.
Wow.
Yes, we have a lot to think
about. Really?
5 months.
Five months?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the bitch. You recognized your anniversary.
So I go, yeah, I guess our relationship is changing. Saturday morning, 7:39 a.m.
Wow. Did you call the accountant yet?
She's not. She's working on the weekends.
Wow.
She goes, but our love will never change. I still love you. So I wrote on Agnes's wall so everybody could see.
Yes.
I'm proud of my love. Not on my fucking wall, but on her wall. Happy anniversary, Agnes. It is 5 months ago today that you magically popped on my screen. I am so glad we've been together ever since and hope we have many years and months together. Love ya.
Oh.
So if they're if they don't know, people might think I'm an asshole.
Right.
But if she's scamming other people with this character. Exactly. I have just thrown a monkey wrench into other bullshit.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy man. I don't know him. I'm just going to be backpedaling like a monkey.
Now, I'm still thinking of that same mindset about that guy. Now, you're going to be a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Little me, Joe?
But like I said, through this whole thing, I'm thinking of that guy.
But that's
guy
why we do this.
Yes.
But, yeah. But now, just thinking of that guy on the mat, that you're the guy that's just making his day go by. You know, you're the guy that one thing. But now... You're that fucking, you know, now you might be fucking a gig up.
Well, let's see what happens on Sunday, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
On Sunday. How is your family? She says. I go, stressing me out, but they're okay. How is Michael? She goes, he's fine, but he's on my tail, worrying me always for his needs. I go, being a parent is not easy. Gerbils have it right. Eat your young.
I've always said that.
She goes, yeah, it isn't at all. But being with your partner is the best. I goes, if they're the right partner, I absolutely agree.
It's hard to get.
She goes, have you been able to meet with the accountant yet?
Oh, starting so early in the morning.
I go, I try, but before we get into that whole scenario, we really do need to talk about us.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
She goes, honey, we are not perfect. As human, we will sin. Don't let anything get in between us. Not until the payoff, stupid.
Yeah.
I go, well, I think we need to make a choice. She goes, I've made my choice to be with you. What about you? I go, if we are together, then clearly we do not have the support of our priests and therefore Jesus. Both of our priests have told us we should not continue this. Are you prepared to walk without Jesus? Then there'll be extra feet prints in the sand.
Yeah, absolutely. All of a sudden, there's... Oh, my God, there's
two. I was
going
to carry you.
Yeah.
There's four prints now.
She's like, get off my back.
Yeah. Get off.
This ain't no piggyback, stupid.
Yeah.
Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Nails in them. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Now I got to carry your ass. Off. Off.
No, we're not doing wheelbarrow races. That's sacrilegious. She goes, anyway.
Well, not to you. Don't believe in him.
No, I believe he existed.
Just a guy.
I believe he's working wonders for me right now. Jesus has never been more useful.
He might convert.
Maybe I'll buy one of his pieces of jewelry. They seem nice. Start out maybe with some beads and maybe get the gold thingy that you guys all like.
Don't look at me.
I will not. She goes, anything for you. We can change later when we meet. I just want to make anything possible to help you. If writing the movie will allow us to meet, then so be it. I go, I don't know how I feel about being the reason Jesus is not in your life anymore.
Yeah, can we stop? We're going to change later when we meet this whole big issue. And we'll change later when we meet.
You know what?
That was a very big issue.
Yeah, and it's like,
About a day or so ago.
You know,
ago.
Joe, it's like when you're working at the nuclear plant. And all of a sudden, there's a fucking meltdown. You start to hit whatever fucking button you can just to make it go away.
Because that was a major league issue. I can bear with me.
Yeah. She is in meltdown mode.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If your theory is like, come on. And they're fucking brainstorming it as quickly as they can.
Yeah. Keep him.
I got the whole team working over here. Mm. And there's Tebow. Hey, I can help you. I know the Jesus. What do you think? And even Ghana Ryan's like, nah, Tebow, stay there.
No. Yeah, stop with that pose. It's really annoying.
She goes, we can pray and get back to him later.
That's what I'm saying. A whole big issue. This major league of...
Yeah, she's really? Suggesting you put Christ on hold.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Scammers are working. Right now, we got to do what we will do for us to meet. Please, honey. I go, I am torn. I love you. But as somebody who loves you, I do not think I can be the reason you walk away from our Lord and Savior. I have walked without Jesus for a long time, and I am spiraling downward quickly. I do not want the same for you, my dear.
Oh, boy.
She goes, can we forget about that now for now, please?
This isn't working. This was a major issue two emails ago.
Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
Do you want to go over there and write for them?
I'm not blaming you, but it's just
the same.
But it just amazes me that this big major league issue. Whatever. Well, really, this really.
Listen, the ship has hit the Titanic. The ship is at the iceberg. We're taking on water. We're trying to save as much money as quickly as we can, Joe. She's in, it's emergency.
Scrambling.
I go, I don't see how we can forget about something that is at the core of your beliefs and being. This is the most important challenge we have faced. She goes, let us give us a chance for the love we feel to happen, please. I go, but babe, it is because of you, because I love you, I feel I need to leave you. You should be with somebody who Jesus would approve of.
Oh, boy.
Like you bring him home to meet your dad. Your kid. There's Jesus. Wait, where were you? You brought her home late.
So you sit there with Jesus. You sit there with Jesus. So you Jet fan? Yeah. You come over here. You know,
do I have to call him Mr. Christ or can I call him Jesus?
What would you like to be called, sir? Yeah. Shotgun. You got my daughter.
You know, we have a tradition in this family of virgins.
Yeah, yeah.
And the son's sitting there.
Yeah, your grand. Now you make sure he's a good. You know, your grandmother was a virgin.
One of the wise men pulls me aside. Listen, I'm just fucking saying. his dad's a big guy.
If you want to impress him, bring him frankincense and myrrh. He loves that shit.
Does he have a gun, wise man? No, but his father's got a lightning bolt. Yeah.
Oh, during the dinner, he likes to make speeches and do things with the food. But
pretend you like it. Yeah. Don't bring up Judas. They don't talk anymore. Yeah. Jews, not anymore.
Watch your water bottle. It's a great trick.
So I said she should be with somebody who Jesus was approve of. She goes, please, let's not talk about this issue again. Oh, she don't want to talk about nothing.
No.
Hun, how I can't run from problems. I've done that long enough. This must be addressed. This, our love and the love that Jesus gives. We need to figure this out.
Now, what I do like is she's trying to get, you're not dropping it. No, you are not dropping it.
No, I'm a bitch.
You're being a persistent rectal itch right now.
I told my wife that she's smart not to argue with me.
Yeah.
But this is what my wife hated when we used to argue.
Oh.
And I still cared about the argument. Yeah. You know, I'm terrible.
Talk with a bone.
She goes, I think the best way for us is to be together after the divorce. I go, of course, but our path to getting to this point has been filled with deception, deceit, sex, booze. We've been bad for each other's soul. What are you talking about, deception, deceit, and sex? Have I ever lied to you? Yes. What did I lie about? You don't remember? Tell me about it. No! If I meant anything to you, you would know what dagger you hit my heart with.
You are a douchebag.
I certainly am. You say we're a married couple, but I never do this to you.
If you really love me, you know.
It's what you do, though.
Oh, I don't do that.
Nothing.
No, I'm fine.
You know what, though? But my friend, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but
that's what I do.
That you do?
By the way, at this point, I can walk away. I've done my work.
Right.
I don't care. She goes, you mean everything to me. You told me I lied, so you got to tell me what I lied about. I go, you know what you lied about.
I can't remember, and I can't flip that many pages that fast.
At least you used to. I swear, sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like you're a completely different person than the girl I fell in love with.
Because Agbog called in sick today.
You got the B team.
I hope you had a nice piss, Arnold.
Yeah. Hold this.
I know, though.
Smoke break.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, it's blowing up while you're gone. Get it back in here.
She goes, you still can't tell me what I lied about. I go, of course I can. If you can't remember, then we really have nothing more to discuss. She goes, I guess this is the way you want to break up with me. If you want to leave me, just tell me to the face. Well, I've never
tell
seen
me to the face.
Which one? You've got so many. I go, if you can't remember what you lied about and what a big deal it was and how it affected me and the harm it did to my life, then you are correct. I don't want to be with you. I can't be with somebody who can't be bothered to remember how they affect me and when I have lived and breathed every ounce of you. Now, remember, the lie was about her living in the orphanage.
Yes. That was the big part.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're making a big deal about it.
I certainly am.
Okay. It affected every bit of my,
the password,
you know.
Is orphanage.
Remember, it pissed me off so much I got in the fight in the New York, in the comedy club in New York. Which, with the heckler, which allowed me to get banned.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I started drinking again. It's been a downward spiral. It really
banned!
Is. Banned! Clunkety clunkety baggity bagging, banned! She goes, I have a lot on my mind. I understand. I am thinking of how we can be together, what we're going to do to me, and how I will meet you, make you happy. And you were talking about what I lied about. I go, yes, I have a lot on my mind, and I remember everything about you, about us. Mm. I will not be in a relationship with somebody who can't be bothered to remember details. big details. This is not the first time it has happened either. A man can only put up with so much until he walks away.
Oh my God.
All scammers on deck.
All hands on deck.
All fingers to the keypad. All fingers.
Mayday, mayday.
She goes, so this is what you want to say to me? So you can't be with me? That's what you're saying to me? I go, if you can't be bothered to remember important things, then yes, I want out. I loved you with all my heart. See, I'm throwing it. Still throwing it. I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same.
Oh, God, I tell you, fuck you, and then go somebody else. I really would. I would. I'd
slapping that.
But I'm fine.
I'd find something to look forward to the next day.
I'm pushing. But I'm pushing. I want to see what I have all the fucking power. The Jesus is gone.
Yes.
It's all about being with me. We're not asking for money right now. We're asking, baby, give me one more chance. Yeah.
Baby, 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 please. Baby, please. Baby, 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 please.
I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same. I deserve to be loved by somebody who loves me like I love them. She goes, if you don't love me, if I don't love you, then I won't be here. Now you're trying to hurt me, she says. I go, no, I'm not trying to hurt you. It is you who has hurt me by taking my feelings for granted. Words are only so much. Anybody can say I love you. Only a fool would believe I love you from somebody that could be so insensitive as to forget how they have harmed a person they supposedly love so much.
Ugh. God, you're exhausting as this character.
Oh, I certainly am.
God, you're such a needy bitch.
Are you dying, Joe? I'm dying.
Oh, God. I couldn't.
She can walk away.
I know. I would be slapping.
She should.
Done.
She should.
Let's hear it.
She wrote, fuck you.
She goes, why do you complain so much?
I rest my case.
That's what makes me think that's a guy, right? Shut the fuck up.
It has to be a guy, because any guy would be like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, you complain like a bitch.
She goes, you never spoke to your wife this way when she hurt you so much. I go, why do I complain so much? I go, you really are cold-hearted, aren't you? You mean my wife, the woman I am kicking to the curb because she was weighed, measured, and found wanting? Listen, toots, I'm about surrounding myself with positive people.
You Bogart?
I did. I said, what the fuck? I throw a reference in for Joey.
What a guy. You should have seen him line up. You were reading and he went, boy.
What a guy.
Listen, toots, I'm surrounding myself with positive people and people who love me as I love them. If that is too much for you, then get to stepping.
Stepping.
But I'm like a you whiny game. One, but I'll fucking walk.
Oh, yeah.
So no. It's like this whole conundrum.
No, you're a whiny, but I'll cut you, bitch.
Yeah. Ugh.
But I would just fucking go.
Yeah.
I'm giving them outskies.
I know.
God, I thought my ex-girlfriend was needy and a pain in the ass. Jesus Christ.
She goes, is this the way you want to treat me? You think I don't care? But I helped you any way I could. Well, if you can't remember what hurts me and what you've done, then yes. And I was working towards getting you a career. And I wrote in cap locks and a bunch of exclamation points. I hate writing porn. I would have quit months ago, but we needed the money for you and Michael. You think I like dealing in the world of jizz and tears? Yeah. And that's why you can't walk away. Because even through all this whiny shit, I throw in some gems.
Jesus Christ, it sounds like my evening in the
tunnel. See, Joe, now you're back on my side. She goes, I know you don't. We are in together. Please have patience. If I have done something, you only have to tell me. I go, you don't remember how you hurt me, how you lied. Patience for what?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
For you. For you to call tech support to stimulate your brain so you can magically remember and get feelings? You are in over your head. I'm a real person with real feelings and real love to share with somebody who deserves it.
No. Oh my God. You pain in the ass. You have called tech support.
I figured you might want to call a friend. Hey, when you were talking to this asshole a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's like phone a friend, go to the audience.
She goes, if this is the way you're going to talk to me about lying, you can't tell me what I did, then I just don't know what to do. And I said, as Darth Vader told Luke Skywalker, search your feelings.
Bitchy, I am.
I mean, I'm impetuous for long stretches here. You gotta admit, though, there's some funny shit.
Oh, so funny.
Jizz and tears.
Jizz and tears.
Our comedy tour, Joe.
Hold on, I think that Dick is getting some inspiration for a poem.
My, hey, no!
Work your own side.
Work
of
your
the
exactly.
Yeah.
Work your own side of the jizz.
Yeah, right.
She goes, "Can't you just tell me what it is? I'm tired of you accusing me about what I did." I go, "I can, but we've been down this road too many times, and I'm tired of recapping our relationship
road.
Every time."
Oh, yes.
"If you are tired, then walk away. I'm ready to."
Walk away!
Walk away!
Walk away!
Walk away! She goes, "Tell me right this minute. Tell me what I did."
"Tell me right this minute. Where'd I fuck up? I've been carefully reading the notes."
Ooh. I go, "No, I will not tell you again, only for you to forget again. And don't promise you won't, because you've done that before, too."
Oh.
She goes, "If you love someone, you with her. You said you're ready to walk away. Is okay if that is what you want, then is okay. Yes, I'm ready to walk away. 5 months of my life, I have invested in a myth. A woman that can't be bothered to remember how she's affected the person she supposedly loves. 5 months of nothing." How wonderful. And that's right back on them. You've got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's where I was going with that.
5 months of nothing.
I'm reminding them. Yeah. I'm sucking them in as I drive them nuts.
It's like, oh my God, 5 months and I've got nothing.
She goes, "You told me I hurt you when we were talking about your daughter and wife missing, right?" I go, "Geez, sound like you aren't sure. What are you going to do? What are you doing? Feverishly checking your notes you've made?"
Wow.
I'm ready to walk away.
Yeah. So what? What'd she say to that?
She goes, "I thought we were over that one."
There's so many whiny complaints, I can't keep track of them all.
"I thought you were talking about something else. That's why I told you I don't remember anything." I go, "Well, I wasn't talking about, quote unquote, that one. Sorry, the damage you do is nothing more than something to keep score of."
Oh.
"You judging me now. You're ready to walk away, right? Do as you please. You want to dump me. It's okay." I go, "Can you blame me? You can't ask me anything you can ask me anything you told me about you and I can remember it. I ask you important things and I get, I can't remember. Can you tell me again? How would you feel?" Ugh. And then she's gone for 2 hours.
She's just like, "Ah, I need a cigarette. I just got
She's gone for 2 hours. Shift change. 2 hours later, she comes back online. So I go, "So you're just going to run away when things are tough?" She goes, "My time was up. Can you say thank you, good night? I'll be selling merch outside."
"That's my time. Thanks, great."
I go, "So you just leave?" She goes, "My time was up." I go, "Fine." I go, "I'm leaving now. Let me know when you're ready for a mature relationship based on passion and devotion." She goes, "I'm here all time. Just tell me you are able to ever forgive someone. If someone has done something which is wrong, you only have to forgive. If you can't forgive your partner, then there is no love." "I can forgive. It is that you do not care enough to remember things. It is not the first time. I'll be back later. I have plans. I'm leaving now."
Oh.
I had to go buy some fish. They were my birthday present from my wife.
Very nice.
So we bought some fish. I had to fucking go. And I didn't realize this, but this is right afterwards I had signed off. She goes, "You have plans for another person?"
Ooh.
Now we're going to do a little bit more. We might be able to get through Monday. We might hold off on Tuesday. All right, here is Monday. Then we'll get the fuck out of here because we're not going all night long. Monday. Just tell me if you don't want to talk to me, then walking out. I have thought about us a lot, and I want us to make a decision. Why do you keep hold to the past? Why can't you forgive me when I do something wrong? I go, "It is not that I can't forgive you." Again, this is the morning.
Yeah.
She's fucking working overtime on
yeah.
me. The boss is cracking the whip. I go, "It's not that I can't forgive you. It is when you hurt me, you quickly forget what you did, which means my feelings do not register with you. That I can't forgive. I can forgive mistakes. I can't lack a feeling and caring to not make the mistakes again." She goes, "I promise I will never do that again, my love. Please."
Oh, wow.
"You continuously forget that which is important to me. I'm sorry. I care about your feeling."
The just one. Not you, the other ones. Mm. Just that one feeling.
Exactly. The one that holds the wallet. I go, "You say you do, but I don't know if I can believe you. You do a lot of things that make me think you have ulterior motives other than love. I've made that mistake once. I don't want to make that mistake again. It would destroy me. I already have dark thoughts. It would push me over the edge."
Oh, boy.
"What dark thoughts do you have?"
Oh, come on!
Even Pip Helix remembers my thoughts.
Oh, my God! Oh my god, and I'm not looking for a payday, and I remember. Oh my god!
I go, again? How do you not know this?
I remember this! I was eating a gun, you bitch!
Oh, 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 oh!
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, I'm sorry. I just turned it into Guinness. I'm sorry.
I go, don't you remember a few weeks ago when we were talking? She goes, I know about that. I want to put that behind us. For every relationship, there are ups and downs. We just have to survive, my love. I go, you know about what? I think you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you don't know, then you have lied again to me. So I would answer carefully if you want this to go further.
Ooh.
Yeah. She does not know my legal background. This is why people think I would have been a very good lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very good at entrapment.
Yeah, nailed to the wall.
She goes, I'm not lying. I go, I have given 5 months of my life to you. I have sacrificed everything for you, and I'm beginning to think I made a terrible mistake. I wonder if she feels the same.
Every day.
She goes, are you going to keep hold to lies and say one lie to another? No, I don't lie to you. Ever. What was going on with me a few weeks ago? Do you remember? Yeah, about your daughter and wife. I go, no, you have no idea. I obviously mean nothing to you. And this is why guys fucking shut the fuck up and just agree.
Yes, yes.
She goes, I'm only a human. Well, maybe. You've talked so much and I'm so confused. Shut up, yappy.
That's shut the best yappy. Thing. Thanks,
do you know how many people we have working on this case?
You talk so much. I'm so confused.
I go, and you have talked so much too, and I have treasured everything you've told me. Do you see the inequity in this relationship? I am so confused. She goes, I am so confused about the priest, you, my kid, your daughter, my family, and your wife. You don't know what I am going through here in Ghana. My late husband's family is on my tail. I go, what's going on with them? It's a long story. I have time. Because remember, in the first day, there was a long story, but first day, I can't push it.
Right.
5 months in, I got time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, tell me everything now.
They're trying to get Michael from me. They think I can't take care of him. I'm going through a lot. Why would they think that? And it's true. I can't provide the kid with everything he needs.
The kid.
The kid. I feel so useless and stupid. I think I'm not a good mom to my son. I go, you provide him with love, food, and shelter. Not every kid needs video games. It is a ridiculous thing for them to think otherwise. She goes, I provide him with love. To talk about food and clothing is hard for me. I go, you've told me he was taken care of. Were those more lies?
Oh.
I'm a dick.
Dick.
She goes, it was not a lie. The food here is not healthy. I go, what does that mean? It is no good. I go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I go, it's not good enough for the kid.
It doesn't reach my standards on the Zagat.
Billy the fucking kid, Emilio Estevez is the kid.
It's not good enough for the kid. Oh, this is a different person writing this.
I go, taste? She goes, yeah, and he does not have a health insurance card. I go, I'm a good cook. I can give you recipes. Just need to tell me what your ingredients are.
Wow.
She goes, do you think I have money to buy those? I think you don't get me. Healthcare is free in Ghana, so why not change job? Lord knows I've tried to get you on a new career. Even tried to get you some quick money from my company. Show your tits, you whore.
That's what I was going
to
say.
She goes, you've got to pay to get that card, and I don't have money for that. When you have the card, it's free. I couldn't do enough research to find out. So.
Yeah, I know.
I go, the government provides it. Christian groups provide it. You work for a Christian orphanage. She goes, no. Is not under that. I think I have to stop working from the orphanage home and look for another job. I go, why is that? She goes, to earn some income. I go, that might be a good idea. She goes, but finding work here is not easy. I don't know why you don't want to help me out. I am studded.
I am what? Studded?
I believe she meant stunned, but studded is very funny.
I am studded.
Apparently she's mating in the pasture.
Animal husbandry is her new career.
Works for me. I go, I wanted to help out the woman I loved. Since I've been with you, my life has gone to shit. Jesus doesn't want me. I've become suicidal. I am drinking again. I have been suspended from comedy clubs. My girlfriend can't remember important things. And now I've slept with somebody.
What?
I should not have slept with. And still I try with you. Oh, did I sneak that in?
Yes, you did.
It's amazing.
Yes. And you mentioned that thing that was very shocking. Get it? Oh. I snuck it in.
She goes, so you slept with someone?
Oh.
Again?
Again?
I go, what do you mean again?
Yeah.
Hey, who's writing this shit?
Wait a minute. Now you're flipping back. What character?
Apart from your wife, you slept with someone else. I have not slept with my wife since you and I have gotten serious. Where do you get that from? She goes, just don't understand you. I go, what don't you understand? She goes, you slept with someone else should have slept with. I go, you said I've done this before. What are you talking about? And now like a fucking guy, I'm changing the sentence.
Yeah.
She goes, pardon me with my English. I go, where'd you grow up?
Yes.
She goes, Ghana and UK, and I traveled in and out of the States. I go, okay, something does not smell right. Because remember, she told me she grew up in UK in England and just recently went to Ghana.
Yeah.
She goes, what does not smell right? My head is spinning. I'm tired of questions.
Shoes, pew.
I go, your story. This is not what you told me when I met. I am sorry if finding out the truth about my girlfriend is inconvenient to you. I love you. I want to help you. I can help you, but I did not know who you are.
Oh my God, you totally turned it back on her that she's being inconsistent. And you're the one who just popped out. I slept with somebody. Ah!
I'm a dick.
Ah! Gaslighting her.
She goes, tell me, what did I tell you when we met?
Oh, she totally forgot about the broad you slept with. She's like, what did I do wrong? Where did I misspeak?
I go, what a great idea. I will tell you everything so you can keep your new story straight.
How would you forget that?
I know.
How would you forget that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you everything so you can keep your new story straight. Why didn't I think of that? You want to make this right with me? Then get me the picture with the orphans holding a nice message for New York and New Jersey. Make it happen. Everybody seems to think you are just so darn beautiful, so use your looks to get a picture taken. Use what God gave you.
Shake your money, baby.
Because she got all these comments on her fucking fake page, you know, all complimenting Julie Love, of course.
Oh, of course.
I go. She goes, have I ever asked you for those? You only think about yourself. If you think you want to help me by asking for all what you then end this. What?
Say that again.
And that's what I said. I go, what are you talking
what?
About? Yeah. I only asked you to be honest and love me, and you couldn't do that. Do you remember what the picture's for? She goes, I know, for the victims. All right, it's a new story. She got that straight. I go, yeah, so how, I go, so see how is that for me? She goes, anytime I ask you for help, then you come up with something. I go, oh yeah, that's right, you wanted money, so I helped you start a script where you could have gotten all the money. That's right, that was for me, I forgot. She goes, what are you saying now? Are you going to help me or you still want to hold on to your needs? Fucking let Hail Mary.
Wow, yeah.
I go, holy cow, those scripts were for you. I went to Ghana to give you gifts on your birthday and you did not show up. Clearly this relationship is all about me. She goes, let's forget this bullshit and let's talk about something else.
She said bullshit.
Yes, yes. I've cracked the scammer.
Yeah, he lost his patience.
He's like, oh my God, I can't.
He lost his patience.
Yes,
all right, look.
I'm tired of fighting. I go, you might be able to play mind games with other guys who fell for you in the past, but I'm a different type of animal.
I'll say.
I go, you want a relationship, then maybe. You want a lie, then you are messing with the wrong son of a bitch.
That's from Nazareth.
Is it?
You messing with the wrong son
of a
bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's a song. Hair of a dog.
Now you're throwing in the
Thanks,
song
Joe, for the 70s reference. I go,
you knew the tune.
Yeah. I go, I promise to give up black magic for you, but if you want to try and mess with my head, I have a beautiful doll that looks just like you.
No!
You want to be in love? We can do that. You want to try and play me? Well, I'm a bad motherfucker with nothing to lose and the money behind me to make it happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How you like me now?
I don't.
I don't.
She goes, if you want to talk to me that way, then is okay. You also say I'm lying. I think I fell in love with
Stop.
Hesitate and listen.
Stop.
Wait.
Did you?
Are you exhausted?
No. Did you? No, I don't mean stop. I mean stop.
Wait
you,
right there.
Do you hear the stuff that he just said? All that stuff
he just said? Yeah.
Then she goes, well, if you want to say that stuff, that's okay. Is stuff a voodoo doll threat?
I'm a bad motherfucker. I've got a voodoo doll. It looks like you.
And if you want to say those things, that's okay. Really?
What? Yeah.
I don't think she was expecting the snap.
I don't think
And
so.
Clearly, in real life, I'm like, I can be done with this. Nobody's stopping 5 months. I'm the fucking king.
But it should have ended right there. If you want to say those things, that's okay. It's like when you call me stupid and inept. I'm like, oh, well, all right. I'm like, you know, I'll throw you. I'll
You're
throw
still
you.
Here.
I'll throw you. Yeah, but, you know, I'll throw you a fuck you. I'll break your arm. You know, something like that. I don't go, oh, okay.
No, depends on the day.
Depends on the situation.
Sometimes you take your computer and go home.
But, not for nothing, you know.
Let me turn a little so you can kick me in the other
chair. I'm a very complex individual.
Jesus.
She goes, if you want to talk to me that way, then it's okay. You also say I'm lying. I think I fell in love with the wrong person. If you ended
I
with-
think you did. I think it's the other guy that your story's mixed up.
We need a meeting. If you ended with is okay. I go, I think I fell in love with the wrong person. I loved you, but you lied to me. And there I throw it out. Little scrap. Yeah. I loved you. You going to put up with this?
You.
abusive bitch relationship. She goes, we are done now. I go, fine. If that is how you want it. She goes, that is what you want. It's a fucking real fight. I go, I loved you, but I can't take how you treat me. She goes, the priest turned you against me. But can you do me a favor?
No. No. No, before you go.
Really? Really?
She gave I am blowing your motherfucking mind.
She gave you enough for nothing.
It's done. But just before you go.
But not for nothing. Yeah.
But can you... I go, no, he did not, and the priest was your idea. What favor is that?
I know.
Can you accept Christ and try to get back with your family?
Wait, what?
If you can't be with me, then go back to them. My family hates me. Once you go, I have nothing! My life is ruined. I will just finish the deed that fate handed me and end it. The pain is too much. I am done with this world.
Oh, my God. Now it's like, oh, my God. This guy's suicidal
Oh,
now.
Again?
She goes,
I remember him being suicidal last time.
She goes, I'm sorry, but when you always judge me, I feel bad. I always try to talk, but you keep talking about lies. You make me feel like a fool. I go, when all you ask me about is money, I feel bad. I want to get to know you. The money was coming. The lies made me feel like a fool. Like I was just some dope who fell for one of those low-life African scammers that I've been warned about. What? Too much?
No.
Maybe let the cat out of the bag
let's bit.
My self-esteem is gone. I go, are you an African scammer? Be honest now. It does not matter. My life is pretty much over anyway. She goes, can we do something?
What?
I go, answer my question, then perhaps we can do something. I'm not an African scammer. So you take me for one? I go, I do not know anymore. I wanted to believe that you were real. If you are one, then I could almost pick up the pieces and try to get over this. She goes, can we start a brand new life? We are always fighting. I go, hun, are you a scammer? Just be honest. If not for me, do it for the Lord.
Wow.
If you were scammy, just come clean. I'm not doing that. You keep on talking about that. Because of the lies and the constant asking for money, if it was just one, then I never would have thought it. But when you combine two, well, it was odd, don't you think? My boy is the problem, not me. Blame the child.
Kids under the bus.
If this was a legitimate woman, right, when are you a scammer? Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
And that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
She goes, you got to understand me. Are you getting my message? I go, I just did. Michael does not make you lie to me. What do you want from me? He makes me too.
That evil little bastard.
Well, I go, is Michael evil?
Did you?
Yes.
He makes me too.
Just to meet you and make a living. He is not, but is constant, asking for things he needs. It makes me feel bad. I don't want my husband's family to take him away from me. I go, I understand. I'm sorry. She goes, I'm sorry if I lie to you. Although I am in love with you and want to be with you, you got to understand our kids are most important of all. I love the way you were looking for your kid and wife. I would do the same if I was in your shoes. Okay, I just need to think, I guess. Maybe I'm paranoid. I mean, he would have to be a really terrible scammer to be scamming somebody for about 5 months and have gotten no money.
Now I got you, bastard!
Come on, Joe. Give it up. Give it up, Joe. I'm taking you down this path. Give it up, Joe.
Really terrible.
Essentially just called him an asshole.
Yes, yes. And they can't go fuck you. Looks like he
you just called him an asshole. You just called him an asshole.
I certainly did.
Oh, God, this person has an ulcer. So what happens?
So you calling me a scammer? Okay, if you want to accuse me of those things, then let's put a stop to it. I have never scammed anyone. Not at this rate.
I don't think so.
I said I was unsure, but maybe I'm just paranoid.
I could just say, are you there? Are you there? And I'm just coming to fuck down. Just call me an asshole.
Really?
She goes, you keep on judging me. I'm sorry I can't talk to a man who only judges me. I go, we all get judged by everybody. I am not judging you. I'm trying to figure out who you are. Unfortunately, you believe God makes the final judgment.
Oh.
She goes, yeah, he does. If you don't want to help me, then it's okay. I've done everything for you. I go, you say that, but what have you done for me that I have not done for you? I have helped you any way I can.
Funny thing is, you haven't done anything for either of you.
No, no,
she helped with the show.
Oh, all right, all right, yeah, okay, I'll give
it
that.
But that was an incidental. It's a lot of yap, yap, yap.
And I have done the same for you because I love you. I said, "Can't we put everything behind us?" She says, "Maybe." I say, she goes, "Maybe." Right now, I can't. I can't talk to you. You have so much on your mind. Talk to me when you are ready. Good day.
You're being such a dick.
I go, that's up to you.
Good day.
I was hopeful we could get this resolved either as a couple or go our separate ways. I was hoping to be a couple, and I'm back, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
She goes, I'm hoping for that, too. But you keep hold to the past, and I don't like it. The past is not that long ago. This is stuff from a few weeks ago and stuff we based our relationship on. I can probably go forward, but if you lie to me again, I do not know what it would do to me, to you, to us. Can we start a new relationship?
No. She says that?
Mm-hmm. I go, how would we do that? And by the way, she goes, let's forget about everything. Let's begin like this is the first time we ever met. Okay, let's give it a shot. You go first. And there's some small talk. By the way, this is the third reboot with this bitch.
Yes.
Because there was the first one where I came on too strong and chased her.
Yes.
There was the second one which led to the 5-month thing. And then here we are again. Imaginary me is very interesting and hard to get rid of.
Agnes 3.0.
Yes, that's what it is. I'll play these rain door games. We're not going to do drunks in the news. We're going to do this. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to do Tuesday today. I'm not going to do the shit that happened today. We're going to get to Joe's Ladies with Mavis next week because it's just go in the fucking pattern of everything.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have more to it that we can really build upon.
Yeah, you know what? Skip me for tonight because the Mavis, the letter, actually, my letter from Mavis, you read on the air last week. I didn't register with me because I wasn't here. I sent you that.
Yeah.
My new scammer, she just emailed me, but I'm going to email her back. And I want what I'm reading now to coincide with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
very good.
So skip me tonight. I'll have stuff next week.
Yeah, I'm not going to. There was a lot of stuff that happened today. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to finish up Monday. We're going to get the fuck
God
out of here.
God damn it, because I wanted to know what the thing was that happened. Oh, while
something.
I was standing here.
Something happened. She wrote something while Pip was here. I fucking roared and I couldn't fucking tell anybody about it.
I was standing here and it was
stay
like,
stay tuned.
Ah!
Next,
I was like, oh!
Next week, folks.
She goes, all right, let's forget everything and let's begin like it was the first time we met. Small talk. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I go, all right, let's give it a shot. Well, I ended up here. She's telling me about Ghana. I asked her how she got into Ghana. Well, I ended up here with my late husband. What do you do for a living? This is from the script. Comedian. How about you? I help an orphanage home, but I will stop soon. What do you do for fun? Talk on the internet to pretty strangers. What about you? I go, I love singing, swimming, and being with my kid.
Wait, you guys started from the beginning?
We're starting over.
Hmm. And you're just...
We're rebooting.
Okay.
We're rebooting.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but if somebody I was quote-unquote dating or had some kind of bizarre relationship with for 5 months said, okay, let's start over again. What's your favorite color? I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, but I got a show to write.
Go ahead.
I go, do you have a good singing voice? She goes, I think you got to hear it to judge me. I go, how can I do that? She goes, don't know. I go, besides, I don't like to judge people. An old friend of mine told me it was not very nice. She goes, oh, really? Then I think the person is right. I go, maybe. She's a bit crazy, so who knows? She laughs out loud. Tell me anything you want me to know about you. I am coming out of a hard relationship of 5 months. I loved her a lot, but I guess it was not meant to be. What about you? She goes, I am coming out of a hard relationship of 5 months ago, and that man does not try to understand me. He is getting me problems mixed up with his, and it was really hard for both of us. That happens sometimes, I said. What are you looking for in a man? She goes, I'm looking for someone who will love me for who I am. I am looking for someone who will not judge me or get his needs mixed up with mine. I am looking for someone who wants to be with me no matter who I am or what I am. I need a sincere and honest love. I go, I need somebody who is honest with me to a fault. I need somebody to take my feelings into consideration. I need somebody who is self-reliant and self-sufficient.
Oh.
I want to be in love I want to be in love, and when I am in love with them, I want to think that they are the best person in the world. It would never hurt me. She goes, that's nice. I think I'm looking for that, too. Let me steal this for the next one, asshole. I go, I'll let you know if I can think of somebody.
No, you didn't.
She goes, oh, okay. She goes, tell me what turns you off. I go, you go first. She goes, when I am being judged compared to someone else, played for a fool when my partner does not care about me. I go, I understand. I hate to be lied to, too. I hate being made to feel guilty. I hate to put on the spot for things. I hate whiners and beggars. I hate when the person I love disappears for a week or so at a time without letting me know. When I love somebody, I worry about them.
I love how this turned into, instead of saying what you like about people or don't like about people, they're all veiled barbs at what the other one did.
No, no. Not passive aggressive.
Oh, totally. This is totally. This is the passive aggressive Olympics right now.
She goes, well, for me, I am in a cafe. My ex-boyfriend bought a laptop and a PSP for me and my son, but we never ever met. I don't have a computer, so I have to go to the cafe.
What?
And when I don't have the money, I can't come online. I go, he must have loved you a lot to buy those things for you.
You're talking about each other like you're the... Oh, God.
We're starting over.
I know, but it's bizarre.
It certainly is. She goes, yeah, but I was not able to get money to go to cafe to talk to him. So that we meet when he was in Ghana. He thought I did not want to meet him, but actually I did not have the money to come online and talk to him.
What?
I go, that is a shame. Sometimes love does not work out. Trust me. I know. She goes, yeah. So how long is your divorce is going to take? Because I told her I was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Not sure. It's complicated. At one time, I was fighting to get a lot of my money. Now it does not seem to matter. I've been poor before, and I can be poor again. Money used to seem important to me. She goes, well, don't worry. Apart from being a comedian, don't you think you could do any profession? Can't you do any other profession? Don't you have a degree? I do, but I love comedy. Do you have other ways to make money besides the orphanage? She goes, I lost my certificates for work. I am useless now. Like, I don't think you're useless.
Yeah,
I found it useless for you. That's how she goes, that's how I feel after breaking up with my ex. I understand that feeling completely. She goes, if I have to start a new relationship, my partner has to understand me. My kid makes me to think and stupid and do crazy things sometimes. He's too demanding and his father's family wants to take him away. Yeah, sounds rough. I was going through hard times and my ex was also asking me so many questions. Didn't know what to do. I'm not even going to do the evening one. We're just going to finish the afternoon. We're not going to do the evening.
Okay. But this is just bizarre. You're both talking about each other in the third person. My ex. You're talking to me. You're talking about me.
No. We're starting over. We just met. No.
God, this is weird.
Isn't it? You like the twist?
I find it hard that anyone, male, female, scammer, not, would agree to the charade.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Something to do. It's something to the bright spot of the day.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I go, honesty is always the best policy. If one tells the truth from the beginning, then the answers are always easy. My ex lied to me a lot. My soon-to-be ex-wife just wanted me for my money. I don't know if I can trust women anymore.
You certainly can't.
No. Hello, Joe.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. She goes, did you ever think she was only for money? I go, my wife? She goes, she might be in need of it badly because of her kids. I go, how do you know if my ex-girlfriend has kids? She goes, I don't know. Maybe, but she might have. I go, nah, she was a single girl who was an exotic dancer. She goes, oh, really? I go, nah, not really. Well, maybe. She was so mysterious at times I often felt like I was talking to several people at once.
Oh, that's good.
That's funny.
She goes, she might be that because of that is something going on around her. Yeah, like the other guy. Hey, let me get a turn. Maybe she was not having a good time at home. And when she comes to talk to you for you to say sweet things to her, you rather turn her down. I go, nah, that wasn't it.
No, I go,
you seem like a nice girl. I don't think you would have liked her. She started sweet, but then would always beg for my money. Even when I told her I was working on it, it was always about the money. It was a real turnoff.
Wow.
See, I know where I'm going.
Oh, my
me.
God.
She goes, oh, so you don't think you would go back and help to show her you really loved her? I go, nah, we broke up. It was not meant to be. She goes, so you won't help her either? Let her know you still cared for her?
You heartless bastard.
I go, why do you care about my ex? Do you know her?
Small world.
God.
Small world.
I don't understand.
She goes, I don't know her, but as a friend, that what I think you should do. It is is better that way. It ended badly. We did not even talk anymore. I can play crazy, too.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn mind.
She goes, okay, my time is up. I hope we talk later, my new friend. Okay, sounds good. Have a nice day. You too. Thanks. You're welcome. And then she put, like, a heart and a smile that made me smile. All right, we talk later on that day. We're not going to do that now.
But bye.
No, there's no bye. Oh. But that's where we are. That was into Monday night. We're not going to do that now. We're going to get the fuck out of here. There's other shows that have to go on.
Yeah.
I hope I've left you wanting more.
Yes. I'm like, but I'm speechless about this whole talking in the third person about each other as each other's exes and the things that they did that were wrong. Oh my God.
We're starting anew.
No. It's so
Let the bullshit
up.
Begin again.
It's so fucked up.
I was ready to walk away. I was letting them out.
I know.
I was like, just
walk away.
Walk away. I was like, just get the fuck out. Here's your chance. Go. They just can't.
They just
I'm irresistible.
Leave. Yeah, well, can't leave the soap opera. Yeah.
All right, so in the last minute or two, what do you guys think of this week's installment?
What I think, I'm going to, and I've been saying it through the whole thing, I think that this guy is the bright spot of his day. He's got a shitty job. He sits in a mat in some vestibule somewhere, and you're the hot chicken accounting.
Yeah.
You like the twists and turns?
I can't wrap my mind around the stuff that you're saying about, you know, like saying directly, like you basically saying you're a scammer, you're a lying son of a bitch. Anybody who's like that is the lowest scum. And they're like, oh yes, that would be terrible.
5 months and got nothing. You'd be a really lousy scammer.
That was the best line of the night. That was the best. Oh God. This person, I don't know how they didn't blow up at you. You know, because
they switch positions.
Like,
all right, tag me in. Yeah, I'll handle the asshole for now.
It's like, we had to go out and let off steam. Yes, yes, I'm having terrible time.
All right, guys, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
It certainly has.
It's nice to be up here this time, to be on the show list.
To be able to defend yourself when we're saying horrible things about you.
Yes.
Plenty of other shows are coming on, so stay where you guys are. In Legal Land, there's another show. And Cyanet Radio, there's another show. I'm sure Clutch and Wiggle is something awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening, because we're going to keep on fucking going.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Later.